Excuse me?
With it sitting up?
No, it's not part of the computer. Are you not sure what a paperclip is?
No. Okay. This is the first time, you know, I use the computer.
Okay, it's not a part of your computer. It's just an office supply, a little metal rod, a little piece of metal that you use to hold two pieces of paper together.
Let me see. Because it comes with a lot of paper, you know.
Okay, no, it's not part of part of the computer.
Oh.
It's just something that you would have laying around the house that you take a stack of papers and use a paper clip to hold three or four pieces of paper together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like a pad, pad pad? Like a pad paper?
No, this is a, do you know what, it's a piece of wire, metal?
No.
Okay, it's something that you could put. You see the small hole next to the CD slot?
Yes, small hole.
Okay, it's a piece of metal that you could stick into that hole to push a button that is inside of that hole.
You think this CD has not come out because something is not work well?
No, it's probably fine, but if you need to get the CD out in order for the computer to come back up, okay?
Yeah. I don't have this kind of paper.
Okay, it's a paper clip. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there somebody around you could ask if they know what a paper clip is?
Mm-hmm.
Do that. I'm sure somebody has one, and get a paper clip and call us back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jim.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Once again, another fucking shitty week. Monday really sucked, and I got to work, and my boss told me that I didn't get everything done from last weekend.
Mr. Kennedy, the reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? They get you to please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
Samarian Kennedy.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Dialnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 16 to 22 hours to listen to, it's What the Hell!
Welcome, 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 welcome.
All dine down on ice cream Dr. Pepper that Red Five brought for us.
Red Five.
We like Red Five.
You speak English?
Red Five, you speak Ringrish? Ringrish pretty good, actually.
Yeah, we found a good website. Type into Google, Ingrish.
E-N-G-R-I-S-H.
What
happens?
Hilarious website. All these products that were taken from Japan and marketed in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and they have to translate all the Japanese or Chinese to English, and it just doesn't work sometimes.
Yeah, some things don't work.
Anyone
well.
Anyone who's played a Nintendo game.
Well, it's kind of like that whole thing where in Africa they had a real problem because in Africa no one can read. So, well, actually, hang on. That sounded horribly racial. In Africa, there's
that's
a large
a generalization
of people
there, Sean.
In the, who are all illiterate and cannot read because, you know.
So they use the to get the product, they look for the label.
They look for the picture.
Yep.
So if it's
is your mic
food,
on, Sean? Is
yes.
It like, it's all fucked up. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so they have pictures of carrots on the baby food, so that you know what's carrot baby food, or pictures of, you know, beets.
Carrot,
so you know,
and baby.
However, in North American baby food, they were disgusted to see pictures of babies on the baby food, which really disturbed them to no end.
People are human!
Oh my god!
It's people!
It's the green white Satan!
It, so, you know. It's only your Soylent Green.
That's right. Eat your Soylent Green and shut up.
It's that Spike and Mike cartoon.
You need to Spike.
Is so many green
Mike. It's that Spike and Mike cartoon.
There you go.
Baby food.
Baby food.
Baby food.
That was like all kinds of wrong. I saw that one. In any case, so here we are. Let's
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. I mean, you may as well be here, because holy fuck, everyone else is.
That's right. Lots and lots of people.
As I'm chewing on my drumstick.
And,
Red 5 brought us ice cream.
Bringer of gifts. Bringer of life.
We all love Red 5.
Bringer of animal products,
our
which I can't eat.
Our very own.
That's our animals?
They come from animals. The cow, the milk of.
Thousands of brown drumsticks are hunted down every year to be packaged and served.
Lots of steroids pumped into those ice creams so that milk is produced faster and bigger.
Bigger milk? It's produced bigger?
Bigger. Bigger.
Every winter.
Bigger milk. Lots more milk.
It's bigger milk, people.
Bigger milk molecules.
That milk is huge. It will crush us all.
Look at my milk. It is huge. It will destroy these puny ropes that try to corral me in the back line.
But if it wasn't for those additives, I wouldn't have six arms.
Mr. Echo is broadcasting us on FM as we speak.
We're on FM?
On FM.
All of 400 feet. But
if you're near his house with a car and you park in his driveway, you'll be able to pick us up on FM. What's the station?
How exactly has he done this?
Oh, I have an FM broadcaster, too. It only reaches my house. I have a TV broadcaster. You tune to Channel 14.
What if every cult member right across in one area, if we got enough members in one city to broadcast,
into
we
would
dominate the entire airwaves. How much more in the microphone?
Or you could just get same people to kick in for a better transmitter.
Well, then we get could people kicking down doors.
We could always take over a radio station.
No, we could. We could take over XFM.
Yeah, we could do that. And those watchers would show up and they would shoot us.
Get off the air.
I'm sorry. I have a website called thecult.org.
The FBI
has a big fat fucking file on my ass right now.
It's starting to get bigger, yeah.
You know what we should do? We should try to find out. You know, isn't there a thing where through the Freedom of Information Act, you can find out if they have a file on you?
Not in the States.
Somebody find out about that. What's that?
Not the FBI. They don't have to give you any information.
Hey, Dr. Cesus.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Really?
Yes, they do.
But
wouldn't that only be for other Americans?
No. No, anybody can go into the FBI's office and file a Freedom of Information Act, and they have to turn over any information relating to you.
Now, I know
you
some
can't get
Decker,
it from other people.
Yeah, it takes me 10 days to get my current rating.
It'll probably be 2 years getting to you. But I know that some Decker out there has got specs on this shit. So let's go around the room.
Well, we have to do the
MRC or
IRC first. We'll do the around the room first. Now, you have to all go up to the camera, or if somebody wants to man the camera and focus in on people's faces.
Vomit Man, do you want to man
Red
that camera?
Five Red 5 has volunteered.
He has experience with cameras.
Actually, Red 5 is going to do it. So, but first, is 200% sexy projectile vomit.
You have to zoom in so it pretty much gets the whole face in there. Well, that's way too cool. What? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have to get their whole head in there. And the zoom's on the front
or the
back rear. Get your
whole head in front of the shotgun.
Back little toggle thing is probably a lot easier. And we've got Sean Kennedy.
Hello.
Making a very stupid face.
It's your old pal Uncle Dax saying, "Kill them all and let God sort it out."
Okay. Red 5's having some trouble here.
Oh, perfectly fine.
And you have to zoom in.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's on the top back, right in the top, right in the back. Little toggle. There we go.
Okay.
Ah, there. Perfect.
Porn on beta.
We're gonna be in a pie.
Oh fucking my!
And first cameo appearance
is our very sexy. He's our NSYNC boy. We're gonna dye his hair blonde, and he's gonna be our answer.
So, the sex symbol of Rant Radio is now in hand.
For alleged heterosexuals, you know way too much about NSYNC.
Is anybody listening? Can we call you our goal is? We're gonna set him up with Christina Aguilera, Aguavelva, whatever the fuck her name is. And he's going to be like, he's going to get her out and he's going to date rape her. That's going to be the plan. Like, you know, ass fuck Christina Aguilera.
And that was a name I forget.
Aguilera. What kind of fucking name is Aguilera?
Raziel. That's his name.
Raziel.
Sean's butchering of her name, so that matters against no lawsuits.
Yeah, we don't know who the fuck he's talking about.
Down to Samaria. As he
Hello,
I'm Sumerian.
Sinus clearing.
This is my eye.
Look at his red eye on that one.
This is my one good eye.
Okay, this is not the Cthulhu cam. Okay, no more Peter
Back
Sellers.
Back up a little bit.
Were you Billy Idol in a past life?
Come on, give me a flash. Flash.
Too much full fantasy.
Do the punch. Do the punch.
We will haunt. Woo! That's all kinds of sexy. And
it's a nice day for a
wedding. Ronan Medic. Outstanding. Great. Moving right along. We have down to Oof.
Look way up.
Way down.
I'm pointing for all you on the webcam. There's Oof's scalp. I'm just realizing this. Exactly, the scalp.
Things don't show up well.
Can't see
on camera there.
Exactly.
Blinded.
That's all kinds of depressing. Reflecting. That's the one good thing about being 6'3". The only people that can heckle you are 6'4".
Did you used to, like, fry bugs with the reflection?
There you go. Exactly.
Oh, just ow.
Look at that or signal planes.
I've now but they all flew out of your fat, sweaty ass! Yeah. So there.
And we've got Mr. Sklade.
Oh, pick on fucking... Oof, everybody picks on Oof.
Mr. Sklade.
Mr. Sklade.
No. Mr. Sklade first, and then the cameraman. Down
Goddess
we go.
Goddess
Sklade. Mr. Sklade.
Aww.
We already got her closer.
She looks
closer.
So pure and
say
closer.
Say something. Good.
There,
no,
there we go.
You're on crack.
Look at the camera. Be sexy.
Metabites and prophets and Ronan. Oh my.
There we go. Oh yeah.
And zoom way out.
So weird porn fantasy,
and you can get yourself up.
I've seen anything like that since.
Do a crazy shot up the nostril kind of funky thing there.
I need
we've got Red 5 looking.
Who's extremely red?
Who's extremely red on the camera there?
He's Red Napster 5.
Napster.
He's got his Napster t-shirt, and I'm, like, so jealous. Like,
unfortunately,
I want one.
He ordered it after it was sanctioned by Napster, by Offspring. They were selling it illegally at first.
Which would have been great.
But they're selling the same damn t-shirt before and after, so he could say that. He could say it was illegal.
4 years ago.
Four years ago. When they're developing
back
Napster.
When
this is the conception shirt. This is the prototype.
The prototype.
And speaking of prototypes, you can actually purchase the Jackhammer shotgun. There was only one ever built. It's a prototype. It's for sale for $30,000. It's an automatic shotgun.
Really?
Anyone who's ever played any kind of role-playing game would be able to look at you know, they always have the picture of the Jackhammer as the automatic shotgun you can buy. But there's only one actually ever made. And it's for fucking sale, and you can buy.
Thing I love about this
a Jackhammer shotgun for $30,000
is the clip for this thing. The magazine can actually be used as a landmine or something. They actually have some way of setting off all of the rounds in the clip.
This is in case
all at once.
When you fire a bunch of rounds at that bear who's charging you and he's chasing you, you can drop the magazine and the bear can blow his whole fucking leg off. Because you need that.
Yeah, you need that in a shotgun.
But then he'll be really mad.
Mm.
No, he'll be really dead.
He'll be really mad, but he'll be really legless.
Legless Matt Bear.
I'm so fucking mad.
I'm going to sit here.
I'll headbutt the ground a whole lot because that's all I can do because I got no legs.
You see,
he ripped his arms off. What a disappointment for the big Russian bear.
Bears can stand up, but they're not known for running real well on two legs.
However, it would be very funny to see a bear with no front legs pushing himself along.
Bicycle. Bears on bicycles, they can do that, yeah.
Bears on. I'm sorry, if I ever saw a bear on bike outside
coming
the circus, I would go insane. It'd be like, you know, hey, let's play a funny joke on Sean. Let's slip him acid. And Sean will go to a party, and I'll be like, ah, blah, 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 talking to him, and all of a sudden there's a giant chicken walking around outside. And I'll be like, oh, my God, this giant chicken, I'm yourself! First thing that happens, anything that happens, giant animals of any type, I'm like, ah, oh, this is
giant
an animal.
Animals.
Must, in fact, be time to arm myself. Make closest trip to gun store. What are you doing? You're melting. Slash! Anybody who melts comes near me, I'm cutting your head off.
Oh. Gargoyle Apox says, on the Information Act says there are no files on MKUltra 2 reveal. We don't have any files on it.
Oh, yeah, no shit. MKUltra. Yeah, no, never happened. Never happened. Yeah,
I don't know what
you.
You're talking about. What?
Someone's calling in. Who would that be?
Someone's at the door.
Someone's at the door.
Hi, you're at the door, Rant Radio. Who's this?
Blask
of Claw.
Know him well.
All right, let him in.
Who is it? Know him well.
Whoever it is, fuck it. There's nothing here.
It's one of us.
Kick his ass.
That's the important thing. So in the IRC.
Oh my God, we have too many people here.
In the IRC today, who could it be? Who could it be?
Who's on the IRC?
We've got Mr. Echo defending the IRC. We've got Brian from Geeknik, Cenobite Babs. New?
Yummy.
New.
Babs May. No, she was here last week. Babs May was one we had photos
in
of.
In the cult?
Though? Yeah, Babs May was,
okay.
Yeah.
Decker's Integrate Socket Test
Integrity.
Rider.
Integrity. His name is Decker Integrity. Every
I'll say it to the end
up.
Of time.
I will stab you in the eye. You will be Sim, the one-eyed fucking rant radio manager. Integrity.
Basically, it's Integrate.
I will fucking rough. Oh, God. I've got 14 inches of limp dick, and I'm going to smack you to death with it. Oh, my God.
Who did you buy that off
of?
Your mom! So... That's my ultimate comeback.
Your mom.
Your mom. What the fuck's your problem? Your mom. John Kay says, your mom. Yeah.
Flesh Tripper, Forensic, Gargoyles, Apoc, Nightshade just left. Zebulon, Penis, Hungan Penis.
There is no Hungan Penis.
Okay, Echo.
Echo,
Mighty
yeah.
Hammer, Mighty Shovel of Death.
Hey, it's Inky.
Inky.
I need to get some of those little... gloves they wear on Japanese subway.
In?
Say hello and go up to the...
Act.
Hello.
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 Okay,
hello.
Now go up to the camera and show your pretty faces.
Well, welcome to Andersonville.
Andersonville, and we're going to zoom in on the pretty
zoom
couple.
In.
And closer, individual, please, individual shots.
And
there we go.
It should be announced. It should be announced over Rant Radio Airwaves.
And there...
That and so now, in case anyone didn't know, that Hungan Enki
yes.
and Prophet Quoth are in fact engaged.
Hey!
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 Isn't that fucking cool? So we're gonna have a cult. We're gonna have
great
a cult. We're gonna have a cult wedding. I'm gonna be marrying them. And
are you qualified to do this?
I'm qualified. I'm a reincarnated god.
Well, you're a captain
it's
of a ship.
Part of the reincarnated god thing. Reincarnated god.
Will that be part of a mass wedding?
No, it will not be part of a mass wedding. But I'd like to announce
into the microphone.
I'd like to announce that the priest presiding over our wedding will be none other than
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. And that'll be great. So
no, I'm kidding, by the way.
It's cult wedding.
I do. I'd do it. Fuck it.
Hey, all you gotta do is get some kind of piece of paper.
I can do it without any piece of paper. I can have, like...
You are married. No,
a website and have people vote for whether or not I should marry them. And I'll have, like, 10 million hits inside of a week.
10 million people say, I can vote. I can
marry people. 4 times the population of the planet want you to do this.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Prophet Quoth would prefer it if it was done in a more real and legally binding sense.
What could be more binding than a bunch of people who will kill her if she tries to leave?
There you go. That's pretty binding to me.
Very binding.
What's some kind of high-tech shotgun one?
Yeah, speaking of which... Get back to the jackhammer auto-loading shotgun.
Is there a date?
Is there a date?
Nope.
It's an open-ended thing.
You'd
sort of like
be surprised. You'll wake up one day and go, let's get married.
No, we're going to come back from the Caribbean one day and go, I said we're going to come back from the Caribbean one day and goes, well, I guess we're married, so hey, everybody, time for a party.
Just the way to fucking do it.
Can I just make a quick little statement? Congratulations, that's so awesome. But there's one rule. You're not allowed to get married before me. I've been waiting for 3 fucking years. Thanks.
So who are you marrying or trying to?
if you get married, we can't have the 4th annual Stephen Marge.
God, who's Stephen Marge?
I don't know those people.
Stephen Marge.
That's just Oop and Glade.
That's just what we call it.
The Oop and Glade.
Continue on with the people in the IRC.
Anyway, after Decker Integrity, there is
Decker Integrate. There's Decker Socket and Test Rider.
Up your ass.
Flesh Trapper Forensic. Gargoyle, Nightshade, Apoc, Zebulon, Midget, and plain old Kendra, who doesn't quite know where they belong.
I think Kendra's actually in, but they don't put their name on.
Well, you got to put your name on. Nomad.
You don't have to, but it's usually allowed.
Nomad Floyd's Lapel. Floyd's Lapel.
Floyd's Lapel, yeah. He's actually very cool, and he's a very cool guy. He's new.
Chaos in the room. Nomad Half-Elf, Skitty Street Preacher, Playboy Bunny, who has no designation. Prophet Fork, Plutonium Smokehouse, Silent Zero, Spidey Zero Story, and Ronan Burns. And Bulkland's John has joined us once
Bulkland's
again.
John!
One of our longest distance listener.
Yes,
who's
he is.
Not too long
and
distance
he's actually
anymore.
Very cool. And he sent us a postcard.
He did. We will
from
get
Edinburgh.
To that, actually, from Edinburgh. We've got Fake, Leo.
Don't know him.
Emilio Aristocrat, The Last and The Ripper. I miss Nixter. Okay, I miss Nixter. Sorry, Prophet Nixter.
Love that Nixter.
How could I miss Nixter?
So it's all kinds of cheesy.
So it's all kind of good. And we have Sean's new rant from Sean this week. We're not playing it yet. Just think bananas.
Yeah,
get all hyped up about bananas.
We've got an awesome rant. This one's we actually did four rants. We haven't had time to process them all, but we've done three rants for sure. There's more dark pepper in the fridge if anybody wants some.
I have a relevant banana joke.
Yeah, there's some in there.
You have a relevant. Well, do it right now then.
Pardon?
Do the banana joke.
Do your banana joke.
Okay. Monkey walks into a bar.
Okay.
Says to the bartender, "Hey, you got any bananas?" The bartender goes, "No, sorry, man." And so he stops for a second. The monkey says, "No, you got any bananas?" Bartender says, "No." "Come on, you got any bananas?" "No, I don't have any bananas." "You got any bananas?" "Listen, stop asking me if I have any bananas. If you ask me one more time if I have any bananas, I'm going to take your head and I'm going to nail it to the fucking bar." So the monkey goes, "Got any nails?" "Nope." "Got any bananas?"
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. So.
Now we've got some rants from APOC and Skip Radio.
Why don't we play the rants from APOC and Skip Radio?
Both in a row?
Sure.
Jeez.
How long are they?
Together, both at the same time.
Wow.
Overlapped. It'd be like mosh pit.
Can we do that?
We can do that.
Are we allowed? Are we legally allowed?
Are we legally bound?
Are we going to overrun our commercial time? Like, we might. It might not have time before the first commercial.
I don't think we have time before the first one.
Okay, we'll play one. No. There are no commercials. Fuck commercials. We don't get paid for this. None of these people.
Fuck ass!
Fuck.
Fuck commercialism.
That's right. And here we go. This is APOC about China, and this is Skip at H2K.
So this will be cool. This is Skip's rant about H2K.
Okay.
It's time for another one of those little rant thingies by Skip Radio. Hello, Skip Radio here, Cenobite Skip Radio. Just back fresh from H2K and a new rant in tow. Figure this one out, okay? You go to a major hacker conference that is only held once every 3 years, and you walk around, and what would be the first thing to annoy you? No, not fellow hackers trying to bust into your machine, considering that's an accepted practice at most of these conventions and conferences. The best part about this that ticked me off the most was probably the script kiddies. What's a script kiddie, you may ask? It's someone who sits there in the LAN room, or the network room, as we like to call it, sits at a table all weekend long with a laptop. And what's on this laptop, you may ask? Well, I'll tell you in just a moment. What's on this laptop is a fresh copy of Windows 2000 on their laptop with the 2600 site wide open, the Cult of the Dead Cow site wide open, the Back Orifice 2000 program wide open, and a MS-DOS prompt wide open. And they don't do anything the whole weekend. I swear to God, there were two kids at this convention. They had to be like 16 or 17. They sat there basically like that the whole day. One was using Linux, but he was doing nothing special with it. I sat there and watched him for about a half hour, and he did nothing but ping and telnet people and do a stupid ICMP flood. Nothing major. The other one had basically open what I just said. These people are annoying. If they want to learn something, then read up on what you're doing. You're not a hacker until you know what you're doing. You're not a hacker, not necessarily until somebody says you are, but until you can prove your skills as a hacker. I mean, if you really want to prove yourself, come to one of these conventions and root somebody else's machine. I mean, that'd be a perfect test of what's going on in this world. And being considered a hacker, would do it. I mean, people would be like, "That's great. How did you root the box?" And then you'd tell them, and they'd believe you, and you'd prove it to everyone once and for all that you are a true hacker instead of a script kiddie. Fresh back from H2K, this is Skip Radio saying, us Cenobites can either fuck with you or completely fuck you. You're listening to Rant Radio.
So I've got this friend, and he's my roommate, and he decides he's going to China for 6 months to be a foreign exchange student. China, the country that stole our neutron bomb plans, and China, the evil communist country. But I think, what the hell, before he comes back to the States, why don't I go visit him? So I get my passport, and I get my visa, and I hop on plane. To be honest, I was a little bit worried about the whole customs thing. I'm expecting these soldier guys to come up to me and ask me a bunch of questions. Why are you coming to China? And take me in the back and strip search me. All this shit. So I get off the plane, still a little nervous, following the crowd, and I get to the immigration counter, and they don't ask me anything. They take a couple forms, put a little stamp in my passport, and you're on your way. Welcome to our country. So I think this is a little weird. I'm kind of, you know, looking around, seeing what's going on. And I'm still expecting, you know, police state and soldiers walking around with big rifles and poverty everywhere. And all the typical anti-communism propaganda that we are bombarded with every day here in the West. I get into Beijing, and what do I see but no real freaking difference from America, except for the fact that they seem to have one hell of a lot less laws. Sure, they have more strict punishments than we do. For instance, 3 months before I came in, 3 men were executed for trying to smuggle in a large quantity of heroin. They were caught very quickly, within 4 days, put to death. This is why China doesn't have much of a drug problem. Were there soldiers everywhere? There were soldiers. Once in a while, you'd see them on street corners, sure. But these guys weren't very intimidating. They were like little boys in uniforms, and to be honest, I don't even remember them carrying guns. But it was actually a good feeling. I didn't feel oppressed, I felt protected. And it's my bet that China doesn't have a very high violent crime rate. So I started thinking, whatever happened to the days where there was a cop on every corner? Sure, most people got cars, we had to get cops into cars, but whatever happened to the cop nearby? Someone in the neighborhood that you could get to know? As soon as we put cops in cars, the relationship between police officer and citizen lost its human factor. I don't trust cops. Do you trust cops? Do the cops trust us? No. And so I don't feel safe here walking around at night. And why is that? If I don't feel safe at night, why the hell am I paying taxes? Boys and girls, don't listen to what your government has to say about other countries, because chances are it's not true. Things don't suck in China any more than they suck here. As soon as you can get a chance, go out and see the world. Go out and see those enemy countries, those evil countries, where the people are poor or evil or whatever. Every citizen in every country is a slave to a system. Whether that country follows the principles of communism, socialism, democracy, capitalism, or dictatorship, people are people. The disagreements that happen between countries aren't disagreements between the people of the countries, they're disagreements between the people up top, our supposed leaders, who really don't have our best interest in mind. Because if they did, they'd never send us into a war, especially over a thing like money or land. The only enemies that you or anybody else will ever have are our supposed leaders and the systems that give them their power. Until next time, this is Apocryphus. Never forget what you are.
In your mic.
Hello. Hello. More people have yet arrived here.
You're listening to the What the Hell
what?
Show and those
more
sick
people?
Individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
That's not possible. If any more people come, there wouldn't be enough room. You're not. Your mic's not on or something, Sean. Your mic's not on, Sean.
Everyone, can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Holy fuck. There are, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people here in the Rant Radio fucking
that's
studio.
That's pretty good. It's 15?
15.
Okay, that's pretty close to a record, I'd
you're
say,
gonna
almost.
You're going to have to rent the building across the street.
This is absolutely out of fucking control. Whatever, it's 15 now. So
there's a sign up.
My ego's so huge, it counts for three.
For next week, there's a sign-up sheet just out the door. First 10 people.
Hey,
you're in.
I've been coming except for a couple of episodes.
So you better sign up quick then, Dak.
This is
send away for free tickets.
We're gonna have to,
hey, available at Ticketmaster, $12.99.
It'd be cool if we had a bigger fucking room.
Oh, yeah.
But as it is, we're in Anki's old room, and technically got us Pride's old
room. No. That room fucking sucks. No. It's not good.
What room sucks?
Out there, because a big TV, and I don't like people
and we don't,
being near
we don't
the
want,
TV.
We don't want Sumerian shit getting fucking trashed.
Sim's very anal about
and
the
also,
TV.
And
I'd be anal, too. The TV's yeah, four fucking great. Grand. It's worth
can
more than my car.
The actual problem with it being out there in the other room is that I had to set up everything every day. I had to take everything up and take it down every Sunday.
And
here,
it
it's permanent. on, switch on, done.
This is actually enough space. We just don't have.
That's my point. Is my mic's not loud enough.
Your mic is not actually
not loud enough.
Private Drexel has just showed up.
So say hello, Private Drexel.
Hello.
There we go. And now you have to go up to the mic or the camera.
You have to go show your face to the camera.
Yeah, make sure it's your face.
Make sure it's your face. Watch the cord.
Never quite sure.
Okay, so there we go.
We didn't hear that, but that's okay.
Okay, then. So let's go over the news. What do we got happening in the world this week?
Okay. Well, let me take a look.
Don't we have a
there's
problem?
Things happening in the world other than Diablo 2?
What? Diablo 2, Diablo 2?
Is things happening in the world other than Diablo 2?
No, for most people out there, no.
I just installed Diablo 2 on my computer. That's why I'm late.
Diablo 2 is like the ultimate crackdown.
I didn't play it, though.
We can move the camera over a little bit.
What's
There's
Diablo?
Too much wall.
I didn't play it.
What is
on
Diablo?
One side.
Diablo is a bad game. It is a bad game because it steals our children and our youth and everything else. You know all the evil
Rocks
shit they
mind.
Said about Ozzy Osbourne and D&D in the 80s? That's true only about Diablo 2.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, it's like...
Wow, there's a lot of bad shit in the world.
Yeah, there is. Diablo 2 is the next greatest evil. If I had a chance between getting rid of landmines or Diablo 2...
Landmines
are necessary.
back when I was working at the hospital, the staff knew I played role playing games because I used to bring my books in there. When I wasn't beating on a shithead, I would sit there and actually do some writing for it.
Beating on a shithead.
And she one time
I should say
I'm trying to think of
she
her
is
name.
That that Chinese
work
assassin
female.
Chick in the Marvel comics
no
she
what was the assassin chick from Marvel
what
sure.
was it wasn't a nurse it was an admitting Peggy
hey, Drex.
Peggy which was I mean nice lady but she was probably one of the crotchiest human beings I've ever met.
A crotchy human being.
Crotchety.
Wow, that's
crotchy.
Just all kinds of mental visual. I'm a crotchy. How crotchy are you?
Oh, gee, and I've never heard you screw up a word.
No, I thought that was the word you wanted to say.
No, crotchety.
No.
Crotchety. I like crotchy better. Like what's that fat fucking guy who was in Boondock Saints and he was a porn god? What's that guy's name?
Ron Jeremy.
Now, that's crotchy. A crotchy guy. Just think about it as an adjective. Crotchy. Ron Jeremy. Crotchy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
All right. It must have hurt getting his whole body waxed every time he went on set.
Wow. I mean, Ron Jeremy, you know? Like,
so
there's a fucking Gillette commercial.
So. She calls me over. Desmond.
Oh, you're not loud.
Desmond, no, come here. Come over. I really would like you to read this.
What?
And she hands me this thing, and it is no lie, like 30 pieces of paper stapled together that have been taken out of a magazine. So we're talking, you know how a magazine will have two columns?
Right.
It's like she photographed each individual column and cut it out. And stapled
I've
it
seen
together.
This. He still has this.
I still have this.
This and is a holy thing.
And it is a list of every person who's been killed in related to role-playing games.
What a fucking cop-out that is. That is so good because if I ever get busted for cult, I can say it was all role-playing
games. Games fault. So remember, kids, if you ever get caught committing any crime...
I wonder what you'd think if you
TSR.
Cut out a name of everyone ever killed in the name of Christ.
you'd have a book bigger than...
The Bible book. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you just cut all the names out of the Bible for people who were killed in the name of God?
There you go.
Okay,
wouldn't be them all.
You mean the Manhattan phone directory?
That's just Exodus. all firstborn children in Exodus. Thank you.
Or we could go even bigger and go Noah's Ark. Well, pretty much everyone on Earth.
Everyone.
Yeah, that's like those.
But I did say Jesus.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
He did say Jesus.
In the name of God.
In the name of God. Well, that's going a little far.
Remember, Jesus supposedly and Jesus' followers have always mentioned that they are supposed to be peace and loving. And Christ actually.
No, Jesus said that. I like Jesus.
Yes, yeah, Jesus'
followers liking Jesus.
Okay, you know what I think is great is the whole. All right, I'm God, and I'm going to come up with this new version of my religion. And since I've been such an asshole, I'm going to make the major thing forgiveness.
Yeah.
That way, they all have to forgive me for killing everyone throughout history.
It was God's way of trying to basically cop out and apologize. He saw the way the winds were blowing, and he rewrote the book.
It was a pure PR move.
It was.
Version 1.2.
You know what?
It's Bible
he
version
thought,
1.2.
You know, I can't tell them to be peaceful and loving and forgiving if, you know, if I don't follow the rules, so I have to make them forgive me.
Jesus was not God's son. He was his PR man. Jesus was God's spin doctor.
At this time, I would like to make note for all holy judgment that may be arriving. I in no way am any affiliated with this. Just to be sure. Because if there is no God, then everyone's like, oh, show me the pussy. If there is a God,
you want to be okay.
I'll say, no, all the cult children followed me, so they all get to go to heaven, too.
Escalator to hell right over here.
Yeah,
boarding now.
Going down. We're on the elevator to hell.
You know, that reminds
me. Going down.
I was laying there in bed last night, and I decided to take a stand against Americans for purity.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I think that God maybe didn't
good
start deciding to play by his own rules. I think he just fucked off for a while. I just don't think he has that kind of restraint.
You
want to
know where God is right now? You want to know where God is? God is among us. I got him duct taped in my trunk right now. I haven't let him out in 25 years. I picked him up on the side of the road. I said, who are you? He said, I'm God. And I said, no way. Cool.
As far as the whole hedging my bets thing goes, I wouldn't be able to, you know, go to heaven anyways, because on principle, I don't want to go outside the gates.
Fuck that.
I don't be associated with you.
For 20 seconds, you'd be like, I'm sorry. It's surprising what you'll agree to when you're on fire. You will have to suck my dick. No, I will not suck your dick. Wow, I don't know what I was thinking. I would really go for some dick right now. Right now, I'm thinking dick would fucking sort me out. Yes, I do. I do. Legs a little hot, like a dick. Don't spit Dr. Pepper all over the floor and key.
Oh, yes, sir.
I will not suck your dick. Well, that would be cock of the Lord, right there. Absolutely.
You got that itch in the back of my throat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. I'll just cough a little bit. Just hold my head here. That's good.
Thank you for shooting it past my taste buds.
It's like Gatorade. Have you got it in you? Anyways. Wow. Have we?
Let's climb up out of that.
We are
out of the
so
hole.
Going to hell. We are so
I didn't say a word.
Yeah. Porn on beta. Stay quiet.
It's too late now.
Your little Christian boy over in the corner.
Yeah, I'm sure the FBI guys who are listening to Rant Radio are told going, did they just say what I think they said? And of course, 90% of them are Mormon, and they're like, oh, rubbing their fucking holy garments and shit, wrapping towels around their head and stuff. You know what? We don't like the Mormons either. Bah, bah. Fuck you, FBI guy. Fuck you. Red round. You know, fuck off. Go look at the window. Right now, there are flies spelling, go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. It's a message from Satan. What is going to happen? Yes, insects of the world all obey the orders of Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. And that's why they wreck your company picnics. You ever think about that, Mormons? They're the reason why the ants keep coming is because cult sends them there. Look at them. If you look them under a microscope, you will see a little ant, and he will go... Which is ant for
Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
That'll be it. It is. You just wait. Yes. We started small and are growing bigger every day. Moving right along. Wow. I've had two drumsticks and a Dr. Pepper. And I'm vibrating through the couch.
You know, I think now would be a good time for that rant.
So.
Didn't we just have it?
This is a new rant.
No, this is a strong case rant.
This is a true life rant.
Everybody, listen up. This is killer.
This is holy. Yeah. It's a holy rant.
Keep talking.
I'm still talking.
I'm talking as well.
Well, you say, play the rant.
Stop at the same time. Did you notice that? I'm talking, yes.
Hey, but am I talking?
All
right, we're
ready.
All right, so here is the banana rant. Listen up.
It's time for another rant ready to listen to Sean Kennedy, the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Work all night and a drink of rum.
So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking... Where are we at? We're the Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertisement, just a description of the location. Which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there and we're running around. And we go to buy our shit. And I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sims and my shit, which I had
all in there. And we get up to the till, and we're all rocking through there. And, of course, there's only two baskets, and this poor chick behind the counter, she's just throwing shit through the till. It's firing through the till. Oh, my God. And I've got to get my shit off of that side counter board, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex supermarket. You know, happiness awaits you down at the stuff mart. And I get it all in the basket. I'm ready to go. And I look back, and I see some bananas. I see those same bananas. And I go, wait, did I pack those bananas? Because I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure. And then this old guy went and goes, no, those are my bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, I'm pretty sure those are my bananas. I said, are you sure those are your bananas? And he's like, yep, them there's my bananas. Those are my bananas. And I'm like, oh, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. I'm like, oh, well, what the fuck? I guess they probably are. I can't remember for sure, you know, and I'm not going to freak out. Then I start walking away, and I go, wait a minute. Those are my fucking bananas. But then I think to myself, do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk whether or not I want to go and actually razz on them because of the fucking bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I should go back and really rip the guy's head apart just because, you know, he's stealing bananas. They're my bananas. I paid for them. They're $1.56. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. But I didn't. I didn't go back there. Why? Because I couldn't be 100% sure. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are before you start to freak out. Because I would have been in the right, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't freak. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just to let you know that, yes, this is the daily trials and tribulations that happen to me. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
The What the Hell Show is not supported by money-back guarantees since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we ripped them off. Originality of the product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd conduct is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. While music played on the show may be not of appropriate interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery.
When you decide to sample it.
Okay, wait.
Yes.
We'll be back. Okay. Let's talk about bananas.
We're talking about bananas. Just, you know, sometimes.
I was really fucking mad.
Oh, he was
livid. If that was me, I guarantee I would have reamed the guy out. Old man and me do not mix.
No.
So what you're saying is you would have farted for your bananas.
You would have ate my jaw.
Old man make me insane.
Because he could have picked up some bananas. He already packed his stuff up, right?
I already packed my shit. I couldn't see everything.
It was
so
buried.
I was thinking, like,
it was like military packing.
My rage is rather absolute. So I'm very sure.
Doesn't turn off till the guy stops moving.
Before I drop the hammer on some poor unsuspecting old person, you know, and decrease the senior citizen population.
By one.
Yeah, but we're talking about an old man.
Yeah, that's right.
Was he a crotchety old man?
He was a crotchety old man.
Crotchety. Okay.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Crotchety old men are...
Well, he stole bananas.
That's right, to get the stuff marked as I do. Okay, I'm like, you know, well, getting too political here.
I have to say that that's not true, no.
all crotchety men.
All crotchety old men need a big smack to this... You know,
the they need a shovel pan.
They make me insane.
Why?
I had this
question: is why
old man? Okay. I'm an old man.
Where to start?
Right, because not because of what we're talking about, not because of the discussion, but because I'm an old man, and I've been on the earth longer than you, so that makes me right. No,
I did a
rant about
this.
The fact that the sky is in fact pink, and I'm saying it's pink, but everyone can see it's blue. That doesn't matter because I'm an old man. That makes it pink, motherfucker.
And even if they don't agree with you, they'll feel sorry enough for you, and they'll agree with you and say it's pink.
I'm not an old man. Are you trying to tell me I'm an old man, motherfucker? You want to step outside, bitch?
Yes, please. Somebody step outside.
You're a scary old guy.
More people outside.
Lots of room outside.
I almost got in two fights with old men.
Why don't you pick on somebody else who's not an old man?
No.
One of them was in his walker,
they started pushing me around.
What?
They started pushing me around.
Because they think...
After we are done this story, we will talk about how Dak... has had people attracted to him.
I'd like to ask
but
everybody.
We will pause and let Drexel finish his story about the.
I want to hear how he got rolled by two old men.
And then he rolled.
I didn't get rolled,
shoes, man.
This old man. Cock.
I like those shorts. The bus stops. The bus driver opens the door. The old man doesn't get on. So the bus starts to drive away. The old man decides that he.
the bus driver didn't give him enough chance to get on. I was there. Okay.
How long? What's the duration of time between he had the doors open?
Long enough. How long enough? Okay.
Long enough.
Even for an old man.
Okay. But so for seconds he hasn't started moving towards the door.
Yes, I made no indication. Okay. He starts banging on the door. He gets into the bus. Obviously he can move quickly because he got his arm in the door before it stuck, before it closed.
Oh man.
And he starts freaking out. I mean, freaking out on the bus driver and just reaming the guy out for nothing.
It took the neurons at least 4 seconds to fire, so you can understand that, okay.
But, I mean, he's yelling at the top of his lungs, you fucking idiot, bull! And he's holding back no words.
Really, he's just going crazy.
Exhaler.
He does this, and I'm not kidding, for at least a minute. And a minute of being cursed at, that's a really fucking long time.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah.
This woman.
Yeah, wait for
then
it.
This
yeah.
woman, and then the bus driver starts to yell back, of course, right? Because, I mean, he's only going to take so much shit before
he kicks the fucking ass, right? Yeah, get off of my bus.
So then this old woman starts going, oh, you calm down. And the old man goes, bing, you shut up, you old girl. And he starts yelling at her. And I'm like, whoa. Okay, yell at the bus driver. You know, that's one thing. But you don't yell at the old woman. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I just lose that. Snap, boom. Shut the fuck up. You shut up, and you fucking sit down, you fucking old man.
Did you seriously do that?
Do you talk to her like that?
I so want to follow you around.
And then the old man came at me. Megan starts pushing me.
He didn't notice that I had a cougar.
What am I going to do? Drop the old man?
Are you aware that I'm younger than you? Yes. You are falling into the category of enemy very quickly. Okay, currently you are an old man. The minute you enter the jurisdiction of enemy, you will be dispatched quickly and effectively. There is no gender in enemy. All enemy is equal. Be aware. I do not care. If you are enemy, you will be disposed of. My job is to close with and destroy the enemy.
Close with and destroy the enemy.
Anyway, so what happens? So he starts giving you a shove on the bus.
You know, I can't remember exactly how this was resolved. I know that I didn't beat the old man to a pulp. Wanted to badly.
But he's like, you're like, fuck off.
His brain.
Fuck off.
He started pushing me. He started pushing me, saying, you want to go? I'm not kidding.
I'm
not beefing up the story to make it good. I'm leaving out details, if anything.
No. What you should always do, in a situation like that, you can't win. You cannot win.
Well, I can win, motherfucker.
I'm not talking about you can't win. I'm talking about a moral victory cannot be won. You can either basically pound the guy into a pulp, in which case, you look like an asshole for being a young punk.
I look like an asshole, but nobody in the bus knows me, so, you know, I feel good. I just won a victory, you know, over a man.
Actually, not only that bus driver would not think you're an asshole. And he's really the only one who matters, because he was the guy who got
to kick you off the bus.
You know, my best bus experience was, I rode the bus for about a year when I lived in Vancouver. Which is not that long to be riding the bus.
No, no.
Lots of people have ridden for a lot longer. But you run into some fucking weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
On the bus?
No way.
There are so many insane people on the bus. And this woman's sitting there, you know, she seemed rather normal. You know, this old woman, she's got her trench coat on and a big...
warning.
You know, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? You know, that big fucking hat?
Oh, okay.
She had one of those.
Okay, one of the where in the world is my fucking hat.
And then, out of nowhere, the bus stops. She gets up and she goes... I've got to get on the bus on the train to China! And she flies off this bus, flowing in the wind, the hat's up there, and
maybe she was
It was amazing. It was the most amazing sight I'd ever seen. She looked like a hero. She looked like she should have been in, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It was surreal, is what you're saying.
I had a guy,
real quick story. We'll get to Dax.
I've got to catch the train to China.
I was at a bus stop waiting to catch a bus, and I had my AWOL bag with me. So I had the AWOL bag with me, and this guy walks up to me, young fella. He's like my age, maybe a year older, and he goes, very, very skinny, very skinny. And he goes, are you seeking shelter? And I thought he meant, because, you know, I have a backpack, that I'm some sort of guy looking for a hostel or a place to stay, blah, blah, blah. You know, perfectly fine. And I said, no, man, no, I'm just heading home. He goes, oh. And he sits down. He's got a bag of groceries. In the bag of groceries, he has a stick of celery, a carrot, a tin of tuna, and a pack of Kraft dinner and some ramen noodles. That's it. And he sits down and he goes, yeah, I'm hiding. And I said, really? Where are you hiding? He says, well, I've got to hide here in the spaceport.
and my brain goes, now, I view the situation and realize that there's absolutely no chance that even if this guy snuck up behind me with a bat, he could kick my ass. Okay? He would hit me with the bat. I would go, motherfucker, I'm going to kill you now.
So it's totally okay to play with him now.
I would give him 5 free shots with a bat, no problem. And there's no way that he could do it. So I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And I said, yeah. Spade sports are good to hide in. And he's like, oh, and he looks at me like, oh, he's on my side. So, I want to see how crazy this fucker is. And he says, I said, so who are you hiding from? And he goes, intergalactic police. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. I said, how are you hiding from them? I says, what do they look like? He says, you can always tell them because they come in blue police cars. Really? Well, blue is the color of space, and strangely this made sense to me. And I said, well, why are they after you? He said, because for drinking rocket fuel. I drink it through my little finger. And I said, then what are the groceries for? And he says, it's my cover.
That makes sense.
And I said, that's a good cover. He said, thanks. I had a run-in with them before. I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, I was on a bus. I was on a rocket ship. And I was going, and I tried to commandeer it. And I said, really? Where were you trying to get to? He says, my home. Where's your home? Planet X. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, what happened? He said, well, I was on the Star Cruiser, and as the Star Cruiser was pulling out, I stood up, and I announced to the bus that I was commandeering the starship in the name of Planet X. And I said, shit, man, I wish I was there. I would have stood up behind you and confirmed it.
I'm with him.
Don't give him any shit. He'll phase you. I've seen him do it before. So actually, in all honesty, had I been on that fucking Star Cruiser, I would have said, fuck you, I've already commandeered this one. Go get your own.
So you're both waiting for the bus? Did you get on the bus with him?
No, I didn't, actually. He said, well, I better keep moving. I'm like, yeah, they have tracers. He goes, I know. And off he went. He's kind of a cool guy in a crazy sort of holy shit am I ever fucked up kind of way. But it was very cool.
Another episode of fucking with the mentally ill.
You know what's really scary is the mentally ill that don't look mentally ill. You know, retards look like retards, right? I'm not trying to be mean, but you look at a retard and, well, they look retarded.
We waved to one today.
Drex, you're talking about my girlfriend.
In any case,
she doesn't have net access.
Let's talk about asshole attraction factor.
One second.
Right after this call.
Right after this commercial break. Good, it's not someone at the door. Okay. Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
I'm not at the door. What are you talking about?
No, you're not at the door.
Is this the radio?
I'm not at the door.
You're at the door.
It's just fucking right there. Oh, this is Prophet Spidey.
Prophet Spidey, bringer of hilarity.
That is right. And I have quite one for you today while we're on the topic of run-ins with seniors.
Oh, yeah?
I'm actually really supposed to talk about this because my therapist said it would help a lot.
Let's get into this. This is a place.
If you guys don't mind me sharing this this story with you.
Go right ahead.
Share yourself completely.
Okay, it's grade 7, right? And every grade 7 at the end of the year, we have this trip to Victoria. And it's about 100 or so students. And we stay in this church in the gym area. And our shower is actually every morning we go to the pool. And coincidentally,
Are you supposed to shower before you go in the pool?
Is this a bad touch story?
Yeah.
It's worse.
Oh, God.
Okay.
This isn't funny.
Incidentally, okay.
Now, did you bad touch an old
right
man?
Right before us was the senior session in the pool. So we would get in there, and the seniors would be showering, whatever, right? Well, first of all, I never change in front of everybody, right? I always go in the stall, whatever, I change, and I'm, like, weird that way, right?
You're here.
Now, they didn't have stalls in this bathroom for God knows what reason, so I'm like, shit, I have to change with these old people, right? So I'm like, okay, you know, this isn't that bad, it's not that bad. So I take off my shirt, and I proceed to, you know, undress myself, and I'm standing there in my then tidy whities. There's these old people around me, right? And I'm like, I'm walking around, and a friend of mine, like, the floor was kind of wet, right? Well, he kind of slips, and he pushes me, right? And I land against this senior who was changing.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, wow, this is a little awkward. which is when I realized that there's something against my leg.
Oh!
I'm thinking, whoa, wait a minute. I haven't hit puberty yet. This ain't right. And I think if, you know, Viagra was available, I would have come to the conclusion a lot lot quicker. And as I looked down, there he was. All of him. And I look at him, and he has the most sickly grin on his...
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Wow, at this point, we cross-cut to that scene in Predator 2 where you're in the subway and the lights go out and there's blood all over the walls and the ceiling and there's dead old people everywhere. It'd be like a whole different kind of showers at that point.
I was kind of hoping it might only be just blood, you know, no other bodily fluids. So anyway, so I proceeded then. I'm like, okay, enough of this, right? I'm like, screw it, I'm going to the friggin' pool, that's it. So I went to the shower. Big mistake. There are still the remnants of the seniors in there. Right?
No,
you know, all lathered up, whatever. A lot of them.
Bunch of sweaty old fucking
horny. It's a pretty narrow shower hallway. So I'm walking. Sure enough, you know, I slip again. And this time, I fall. And
are you actually falling and being pushed into this guy, or were you
starting to sound more and more like Penthouse Phantom?
Okay. This is in the shower area, and I get up, and kind of get on my knees, so to speak, right? And I'm like, wait a minute, what's touching my back?
No.
And I realized that this guy had sort of fallen over me as well. And he was laying across with my back.
Oh!
It's kind of all of him. I'm like, well, enough of this shit. So I needed to change and get the hell out of there. And I got suspended for never going in there to shower again for the rest of the week. Because, you know, I didn't like seniors after that. So ever since then, I have never gone to a pool to swim.
And
I think this is why my therapist thinks it's wise for me to talk about it.
Yeah, I would talk
Holy
about
it.
Porn on Beta has something to say.
I think so, because, you know, I have dreams, eight nightmares, man.
Shut up, speak up.
It's got the guy, man, with his grin. And that grin is so sickly, man. It's just perverted, man, this old man just grinning at me. Laying across my thigh like that, man, it's just gross.
Porn on Beta has something to add to this.
This usually I talk about stuff that's happened to me. This didn't happen to me.
Is this a story?
Yes.
Okay, we can't keep the guy on the phone during a story.
Okay.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell, man, don't touch me, old people.
All right. What the hell, don't touch me, old people.
Yeah, what the hell is on my leg?
All right. Okay, if somebody's on the phone, it's not breaking to a story time, but...
I meant after. I didn't mean to keep him on the phone.
Okay. But if you go,
No, it's just, it's sort of relevant.
And also, people cannot hear you if you're not, like, within this radius.
They can't hear you on the phone.
Yeah.
All right, so what is the story?
All right, normally I talk about stuff that's happened to me. This happened to a couple of friends of mine. They went to go see Deep Impact a while back. And this guy sat down next to them. This older guy, probably in his late 50s. And just dropped his pants and began to spank it in front of them. So they
great. Yeah, eat the popcorn, please.
Oh my God.
So, and the tortilla chips.
Oh no.
The one got up and went to get the usher, and he got scared and he went, and they held him in the lobby and they called the cops. So the usher figured that they were going to need the two friends of mine for statements, female friends, I should stipulate. Okay. And so they're sitting there on one side of the theater, or one side of the lobby, and this guy is sitting on the other side of the lobby. And my one friend says, "You're a sick fucking pig," blah, 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 and starts mouthing him off. And this guy's just sitting there, and apparently he'd done this before to two 10-year-old girls, and been kicked out of the theater, so that's why they'd known right away to call the cops. So
kicked out of the
just
theater, I'll kick him the fuck off
yeah,
the planet.
Yeah, just, you'll be happy at the ending of this story.
Okay.
Okay. So they're waiting for the cops to come, and the guy starts, like, legitimately snoring. It's like he's passed out and gone to sleep, waiting for the cops to come. He's like...
There's something that me and Projectile Vomit Man know.
Add it later.
Okay. So this just flips my one friend out, and she's like, "I can't believe he fell asleep, blah, 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 sick pig, blah, blah." Cop comes, and the guy is passed out cold. And the cop goes, "Okay, sir, time to go." Taps him. "Come on, sir, time to go." And he won't wake up.
Uh-huh.
She feels his wrist or whatever and goes, "He doesn't have a pulse."
How is he snoring?
No, he stopped snoring.
He wasn't snoring. He was having a heart attack, and no one realized that he was so scared he was going to get caught, and he died.
Oh, man. At least he died in his favorite place.
Wow, you know, and it makes
and my friend who had mouthed them off went home and cried because she felt like she killed him. I take back what I said before. God is still here.
Hey, I killed an old pedophile.
It's time to celebrate. One of the enemy has fallen.
Thank you.
And that's my story.
Just because you're 55, I would treat. I don't care if the guy's 95. Your enemy. At that point, you fall into the enemy bracket. You're jerking off in front of 10-year-old girls.
And you're old.
Yeah. Because you're an enemy.
As opposed to a 60-year-old who jerks off in front of 10-year-old girls. That's okay.
I'm old and jerking off in front of little kids.
The postscript that me and Projectile Vomit Man were going to add is that it is very common. This is from actual homicide detectives.
This is a helpful, handy tip for dealing with the police. If you're ever accused and arrested for a major crime, such as a homicide.
And they leave you alone.
And they leave you alone in the interrogation room. Do not fall asleep. Guilty people fall asleep.
Really?
People who are innocent are usually too fucked up by the experience to sleep for days afterwards.
They're worried. They're all stressed out. They don't fall asleep. If you're guilty, you know you're caught. You have a tendency. You have a tendency to calm down and just try to relax.
Really?
Yeah, it's proven.
So
it's like,
don't fall asleep, or they will hound you till you confess.
Like accused
it's
of murder,
visible, but
they're going to think that I did it then, because I can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, middle of movies, whatever.
Me too.
I didn't sleep
anywhere. Well, if I'm accused of murder, they'll just be convinced that my brain is snapped, because the minute I'm arrested, I'll begin drooling on myself. This will continue while my lawyer is speaking to me.
During the court trial,
the entire thing, and then, of course, I get shipped to minimum security, in which, at one given point in my wheelchair...
He's out of there.
I stab the orderly in the neck with a broken
Sean
spoke,
stops walking.
I'm gone.
Fuck
you, Bang!
I used to fall asleep in Sim's car with my head next to the 6.9 that was blasting Daigle Abortions.
Yeah, like, full blast.
Absolute fucking madness.
Madness!
I'd like to ask all our listeners out there, I'd like to ask everybody here in the room, is there something about me that just pisses everybody off?
This is the asshole attraction magnet.
Basically.
Okay, besides me saying basically.
People who have never talked to Dak.
This is amazing. This now, is you amazing. Must bear in mind, Desmond is about 6'3", in the 280 mark, grew up in New York, is not a small guy.
Very intimidating,
and,
huge. Like,
I mean, we could probably all kick his ass if we all came at him as a group. Some of us are going to lose the weight. Like, the guy's not a small, skinny fucking geek.
And he's streetwise.
And, like, the guy has got some mass on him. He's like,
there's a reason why he identifies... Our Uncle Dak identifies so much with the Godzilla movies. That's because, he just senses a kinship with
the big green lizard.
The
Big Lebowski, the guy who looks like his friend, John Goodman's character in The Big Lebowski, is an accurate look of what Dak looks like.
Pretty much.
Pretty much what he looks like. That's and his personality is such.
The Big Lebowski guy is you.
Okay, I have yet to see the film, but apparently they say the Big Lebowski guy is me for sure. But anyway,
I can see the parallel though.
I'm out with my girlfriend. We just stopped off to have coffee, talked for a little while. She was going to drive me home. I said no thanks. I have some shopping to do. Right across the street from our coffee shop is a little sporting goods slash camping store. And I remember picking up some cheap batteries in there, which is what I needed for my Walkman, so I don't have to listen to the dregs of humanity give me their little idiotic, insipid speeches while I'm on the loser cruiser.
Is this the monkey speak?
Yes, this is the...
Sorry. That was a merciless stab. Sorry.
So I cross the street. I go inside, and yes, they do have cheap batteries. And I've paid for the batteries, and I'm just about to leave when the clerk, young girl, behind the counter goes, oh, wait a second, we have something here. And I'm like thinking, cool, free stuff. So I step over, and it's not free stuff. It's a pamphlet about the new
fishing
regulations we have here in BC. Once again, your friendly government stepping in where they don't fucking belong. That's besides the point. I say, no thank you. The only thing I like to see trapped and killed are human beings. Ha ha. I said it with like a smile in my voice. I was joking. All of a sudden, over to the side, this guy who's looking at boots screams out, and I don't mean just like says, I mean screams out, you fucking greenie. I'm like, pardon?
I said, pardon?
I suppose you're a fucking vegetarian, too. And I'm like, no, I do eat meat. What's your problem? You have any fucking idea what you people have done to this province? Because of you, nobody can get any fucking work. I'm like, okay.
Meanwhile, what's the chick doing?
The chick is, like, looking back and forth at the two of us, trying to figure out what the hell's going on, which is also what I'm trying to do.
What's the physical description on this guy?
Now, okay, we're talking checkered shirt.
Of course.
Blue jeans.
Imagine my shirt.
Boots. Ball cap. Long fucking hair, beard, mustache, sunglasses.
Big guy.
Big target on his face?
No, probably.
Because when people yell at me like that, it makes me really angry. Makes me really
probably
angry.
Probably good, about average size. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what your problem is, but I have nothing to do with you. I was talking to her, so please just shut up and mind your own business. Yeah, you fucking asshole, I'll kick your fucking ass. No, you won't.
And the last sound that death
was. So I'm like, now, I don't know what your problem is, but I'm leaving.
No, knows what his problem is. He's got a 280-pound, 6'3" deck on his case.
So this guy, I go to step outside, and he's like, that's fucking right. I'll fucking kick your ass. I said, look, I'm going to step outside. Why don't you join me? So I'll fucking kick your ass. I said, I keep hearing you say that. I don't see you doing anything. So I take off my glasses. I put them away. I'm like,
did you toss them back?
No. I just put them away.
Oh, and Zach has grown more civilized.
So he steps out.
Kind of like the Highlander thing.
He steps out, and I'm like, okay, first of all, you should know two things. One, I will kick your ass. Then I will call the police and charge you with assault. He's like, yeah, that's right. Fucking hide behind the cops. I'm like thinking to myself, okay, I put it in the order of I will kick your ass, then I'll call the cops. I'm trying to figure out how this is hiding, but this is besides the point. I don't actually say anything. And we go into this childish 5-minute routine of I'll kick your ass, throw the first punch. I'll kick your ass, throw the first punch. Yeah, it was literally, it had degraded back to high school.
Yeah, I had one of those.
And I'm trying to figure out, now you people have been listening to me, and I admit I talk a lot of bullshit. But is there just something generally in my personality that seems to draw out the feelings?
You don't really make me want to kick you in the head. Like, I don't really want to start a fight with you. I do want to smack you sometimes when you basically meet a death. Yep. But other than that...
But other than that, we're still... We're Yes, it is a virus. It is a virus.
It is a virus. Only you can prevent...
We are trying to develop a working theory of asshole magnetization.
Like, this is unfucking believable. It's like not like he's a small guy. Like, okay, Sumerian is not a very big person.
No. And
like
he is a vegetarian.
For physical stature. If Sumerian and I went into that store, and Sim wanted to buy some Jeep batteries for his Palm Pilot, and he was walking out, and I'm like looking at boots and shit, and he goes, would you, and she says to Sim, would you like this thing on fishing? And if she's even remotely cute, was she?
Yes.
And she's remotely cute, I say, no, thank you, I'm a vegetarian, and maybe she would respond with that or whatever. You know, you got some casual flirting going on. Because Sim is still single, so if anybody wants to fuck him, please ICQ him. And this message has been brought to you by TFM. Somebody out there, for God. Anyway, so... instant radio points if you have sex with Sim.
Hey,
Hey, at least it's worth a T-shirt.
All right, anyway, get off topic. We're
too many crazy
off.
You out there.
I had sex with Sim, and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
Boom, buddy, we need you!
It's not lousy, it says Rant Radio on.
All right.
Well, I'm still waiting for what happens at the end of the 5 minutes.
So he walked back inside. I walked away with a confused look on my face. He never threw a punch.
Oh, that's awfully disappointing.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, to be honest, Dak is not one to... I mean, the guy, he talks a lot of shit. We talk a lot of shit here. But Dak, in a high-stress conflict situation, always does exactly the right thing. And that's no shit.
And he always lives the motto that you've probably heard before. Never start a fight, but always finish it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not throw first... Rarely do I throw the first punch.
I'm very weird that way because I have a real problem with people harassing friends of mine. This is, like, brutal. I go into a fucking psycho mode.
Yeah, and that's different, though.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why that
is. That's totally different. It's not the same thing. If someone's pushing your friend around, they just threw the first punch. They threw it at your friend, and now it's okay to stomp their fucking ass.
Even if they're just verbally abusing it, I'm like, fuck you, motherfucker! And Dak can punch me in the head, and it's not a
I have to agree with him. I have basically, somebody has yelled at one of my friends, and I have stepped in, and the next sight was basically me trying to drag them outside.
I must have been yelling it to his.
Yeah. Well, no, it was just loud in general.
Don't be so loud.
I did that once.
No, it's crazy because I don't know why that happens. Like, why would you do that? Exactly. If somebody had said that shit to Sam, you fucking vegan piece of shit, and he's flirting with that chick, I'd be like, oh, where is your machete section? Do you have perhaps a tool?
Hey, look, spear guns.
I'm like, ah, Sam, you'll have to defend yourself. I'll be over here by the diving knives.
Don't mind me.
Please do not harass my friend. I will go and hide in the back where the, you know, digging implements are. Dun, 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 dun.
Pang. And he's like, pretty handy with a tire iron.
Josh, he said pang, you know, and just fucking, you know. And from,
that just pissed him off.
I'd snap. I would, even if it was Dak, who's more
Sean snaps
able.
Over bananas. I mean, geez.
Oh, I was mad about the banana thing. But, like, seriously, if I was there with Dak, I would have fucking said, fuck you, pal, and give him a good post right, but give him a good kick right between the posts. I'll kick your punt. Oh, fun.
And since he didn't seem to,
can I buy some bear spray, please?
Thank you. And he didn't seem to be able to differentiate between the beat up first, then call cops. He could still call the cops and charge him with assault, and he wouldn't argue.
Mm-hmm.
Call cops, fuck, oh, I'd call fucking Drexel. We put him in the back of the Loomis van, and he'd go get a shallow grave somewhere else down by Fraser River. Fuck that.
That's called cleaning up the environment.
I'm not my fucking local.
Reduce, reuse, fucking greedy.
And I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do this to be mad at the guy. I wouldn't. What if he did that to some poor little fucker who couldn't defend himself? I mean, obviously, he's sitting outside. He's a coward. He's going to go with Desmond, but Desmond's realized, oh, shit, maybe this guy's actually kind of big, and his fucking senses kick in, and he's like, oh, well, this guy might kick my ass, so I'm going to go back inside. But if it was a smaller guy, he'd fucking go smack his ass around, kick his head in, fucking stomp his brains out, because you know those kind of guys don't stop once they get you down.
He was pure, unadulterated, distilled redneck.
This guy would have fully fucking curb stomped all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't kick his ass in spades and go kick the shit out of him just because he's coming at me. I'd kick the shit out of him so he would think twice before coming at somebody else. That's the reason why I'd be
pissed. The unfortunate part is that takes years of beating to teach them a lesson. So the only safe thing to do...
You have to condense it.
You can condense it. That's called maiming or killing.
You're absolutely wrong. You cannot get rid of the beater by beating them. I mean, their dad tried for so many years and failed.
Yeah. This is where we come into the use of recreational pharmaceuticals. I refer, of course, to my treatment of making the person drop acid, tying them up, and putting them right next to train tracks. On train tracks that are dormant, because there's some right behind the studio. There's train tracks that are active train tracks that are dormant, like 5 feet apart. So what you do is you give them a head full of acid, tie them to the dormant ones, and wait for the train to come. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever stood about 10 feet away from a train, closed your eyes, and it sounds like it's running you over, and you're not on it.
It's frightening.
If you were tied next to some fucking tracks,
you're on tracks.
You know you're on them.
If you can feel them, you can have a contest.
And you can hear a fucking train
how far you can shoot
a head full of acid? Fuck me, man. You'd come out, you'd be like, you'd be Jacob's fucking ladder, man. It'd be BZ compound all over the place. You'd come out of the tracks like fucking Dino. The next 6 fucking months. You know, you wouldn't be able to utter things like, you know, nouns. Fuck that. He's one giant vowel. You won't be able to call me a greenie because he can't produce the G or the N. Well, so fuck
that's
you,
not,
cowboy.
That's not really much of a change, but with those kind of people, because I mean, their entire vocabulary to start with was the beer, the smash, don't kill.
No, right? I know. It's, oh my god.
Fucking greedy.
I mean, kill. Oh Jesus Christ! You know, that's the only way to deal with these people. Don't beat them. Give them more drugs. Send them. Like by the time I was done with that fucker, Hunter S. Thompson would be like, "Whoa, you better cut down." You know, it'd be way out of hand. Way, way out of hand, okay? You know, oh, God. Did you go fuck with Sean? I hope there's some authority in this bag or some really deep shit. I mean, whoa. No, all kinds of wrong.
Some days they have you know, like national days in certain cities where, like, gopher smashing day or whatever, right? Or snake bashing day or, like, the Simpsons, whatever, right? But why don't they have a redneck bashing day? We could, like, go out and hunt them.
Every day.
Every day.
Speaking of days that have been proclaimed by the city, can I just mention something that I've read in the Langley City paper?
Sure.
That is that on Friday I read, I believe it was the Langley Times, and apparently it was asked by Langley City to proclaim a bi, lesbian, gay, and transsexual day in Langley on a certain day.
Okay. Oh, that'd be mighty.
Wait. This is,
I
want to
be their parade.
This is beautiful. Okay, and what happened was, of course, they decided not to pass it, and it was just pushed under. But what they did find out is that actually in the last month, 64 days have been proclaimed in this year as certain days, one of which is National Langley City Bog Day.
What's Bog Day?
I have no idea. What's a, you know, someone's like happy about their little frog swimming in a bog or something.
There's 365 days to give out.
It's really fucking sad because there was an editorial. Yeah, there was an actual editorial in the paper,
you know,
by considering one of the younger kids. He's about 19, I think, and he does the regular thing. And normally I really appreciate what he has to say, but he actually wrote that, you know, they're not being discriminative because they're saying that they don't want it. Actually, they just, they're kind of getting sick of proclaiming all these different days and this and that. And, you know, just because they don't do it doesn't mean they're being discriminatory. It just means that they have better things to do than proclaim a day for people that should just be happy with what they're doing. They shouldn't actually have any, they just shouldn't be, you know, it should be something that they keep to themselves. It shouldn't be something that anyone else should recognize.
Oh,
wait. All right. Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Nomad Skitty.
Hi, Nomad Skitty. How are you doing?
Good.
How are you doing? Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota, are you calling for a date with Sim?
Well, no, because I'm too young for Sim. So.
Oh, rats.
It's 14 here.
Yes. Never.
Oh! Okay. Oh, my God. Are we ever joking? Oh, my God. Are we ever joking? Please
joking,
do not,
joking.
Please do not come in and arrest us all.
Two words, what? Extradition treaty.
Yeah, okay. all joking aside, what can we help you with tonight?
Okay. You have people in the IRC that are, like, going crazy about some secret that you guys are supposed to talk about. That Sim was going to say something about or something like that.
Well, it's not a huge secret. We've mentioned it before, but I will say it. It's it was on the webpage, posted on the webpage recently for the news. It's just the plan of Rant Radio.
That's a good point. Is that what you were calling about? We'll talk about that next. Was that what you wanted to say?
Yeah, because, like, Soylent Zero is, like, going crazy using all these colors and shit, and they're, like, putting my eyes on.
Well, Echo can take care of that problem.
Oh, no, don't fuck with Soylent Zero. He's a good guy. All right, well, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Oh, wait, one before you go, are you still there?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 16 tomorrow.
Okay, then.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Bye-bye. Okay, nobody say a word, because we can all go to jail. Yeah. Right, now, what was the secret? What was the secret?
No, getting back
she sounded
to
like
she
a
said.
Cutie, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She sounded like a cutie. Oh. A cutie. Cutie's fine. Shirley Temple is a cutie. Cutie's okay.
That is really wrong. Stop digging.
Stop digging. Stop. All right. Shut.
Uh-oh.
Get out.
That is
get
wrong.
Out of the backhoe.
Don't get me off the Dominate thing. I will do bad, John.
No, I wasn't meaning take.
Oh, no. Take the keys from the ignition of the backhoe.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hi, Zombie. How's my favorite little freak today?
How are you doing today, Zombie?
I'm doing all right. It's just raining over here. It kind of sucks.
Are you still taking the medication or what?
No, Ritalin? Oh, I'll take it on school, man.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So what can we help you with today?
Internet.
Okay, then. Say what
just
the hell?
Late.
What?
I'm, like, late, all right? So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm late for Rant Radio. What the hell?
I've got to phone in as soon as I...
Okay, we know you're here. Everyone, general message. We all know Zombie's here. Say
nice to know you're
what
safe.
The hell?
We're glad to hear from you.
Good to know
what
you're
the hell?
Safe.
All right, yay.
Outstanding. Now, what is this?
I'm not worried about it.
Everybody goes insane. What is this?
Okay, I posted on the website here. Rant Radio's master plan. It says, we do have a plan here at Rant Radio, if you can believe that. Here it is.
Does the first stage involve annexing Poland?
No, that's later.
That's part of the cult plan, and we'll talk
part
about
of the
that
cult
later.
Plan.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to get ahead of things.
Can I be the head of the Air Force?
I look like it.
No.
There's
not a plane made circa before 1955 that could get your ass off the ground. Okay, what is...
The first step is the redesign of the Rant Radio webpage, which is always already underway. Some people are helping me out. If anybody else wants to help me out, it's info@rantradio.com.
That's right. You can have your name
in lights
at the Rant Radio site if you wish to contribute to the redesign of the Rant Radio page. Now,
yep.
What my name is Star after.
I will send you info about it. I will send you info about what I want it to look like, all that. The second step is to obtain adequate mirrors.
Yes, and we may have someone who's going to be offering a T3 up.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Demon Seed.
Excellent.
Was talking to me today about a possibility of maybe getting a T3
yes.
mirror going on, so that's very, very cool.
This is very important that we have very steady, very good mirrors
yes.
that don't go down.
Yes.
Okay. Three, upgrade the Rant Radio server and upgrade our stream to 128 kilobits per second.
That will be very, very sexy.
CD quality.
CD quality Rant Radio.
And also a 24 kilobits per second stream for those people on modems.
That's right, because, well, it would suck for those people who are not on modems. Because a lot of
our listeners... Imagine our voices in CD quality.
It's CD quality. All 24 hours a day.
You can hear all the wonderful nuances of Sean's voice as he screams at the top of his lungs and says the word... Pang! I get you in the face
in
with a
digital
shovel.
Quality.
You can hear the word basically in crystal clear.
And who?
If they want to do that, they'd be more in time to do the basically thing. But if they want to just hear Sean Kay all day, every day, they could go to the Smokehouse channel, which he has set up, which broadcasts me
all day,
just Sean, all my rants,
how to go insane,
all my previous brainwashings. 24 hours a day.
Don't try.
Every day.
Every day, all day.
Just me.
It's already working.
It's like, this does not bode well for my stereo. If do not channel that through your stereo will get so mad at you that it will view you as an oppressor and attack you.
That's right, yep.
Like, you'll have to switch mediums. I can't listen to my own rants in sequence. I go too crazy.
Like one, two, maybe max, right?
Like, I left my wife alone with like Rant Radio broadcasting, and she tried to strangle me. Like 3 hours later, she's like, "Fuck you!" You know, it's crazy.
That's heavy rotation.
That's heavy rotation. It's bad, you know. So, but yeah, Smokehouse. It's shameless plug for Smokehouse. I do not remember the thing to get it, but there's a 24-hour.
Just talk to Smokehouse.
Talk to Smokehouse.
He'll set you up.
And he's the fucking bomb.
And then the next step is to make available all the archive shows of What the Hell. That's not a
so
big
people
deal.
People who do want the show.
People ask me, oh, I'm going to miss it this week. Can you send it to me?
Ask
like,
me.
Whatever.
People have started ICU me about it. I'm like, fuck you. Don't talk to me about Rant Radio stuff.
I don't want to hear it.
I do cult stuff. I do not do Rant Radio stuff. It's not my problem.
And then number... Oh, this is all fucked up. It's four and then four again. Anyway, the last...
Number four.
The
somebody
last
forgot
step,
to count.
That's right, and it was me. The 4B. The last step is the most important step.
This is fucking sexy.
Is that we're going to be the new portal for many, many... Turning off phone.
Sorry, whoever that is calling now, call back later.
Many, many radical organizations around the world... that don't have a voice on television and radio right now, like the Animal Liberation Front.
The ALF, the People for the, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Earth First, you name it, it's all fucking there.
Yep.
Everybody who is a... who's
crazy fuck.
Now, you have to be extreme.
Yeah.
Remember,
have to be extreme.
Think globally, blow things up locally.
Well, I believe... No. The term for that does not let you go to jail... is direct action.
Direct action.
Visualize direct action. It's not attack anyone. It's direct action.
You know,
I didn't kick the fuck out of the guy in the
That's a great mission statement.
It is a good mission statement, and it's direct action.
Does that come from the same dictionary as a phrase like friendly fire?
Mm-hmm. Now, direct action is when you have to take a direct action or prevent something. This is... the concept of direct action.
But it does come from the same dictionary where it's not a lie, it's just a distortion of the facts.
And also, it's not a war, it's a police action. You know,
exactly.
This sounds like a good idea, and I am all for it, but there's a part of me frightened that somebody like, say, the Baby Liberation Army... might find a voice through.
No.
Because they have to talk to us. It's not like we leave it open and any wacko can, you know.
KKK, come on in. No.
Holy
no
shit.
And no.
You mean we only let people talk who we want to have talk?
It's our station. Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, right?
Well, you know, that's not exactly. That's not
me.
We
actually sued a bunch of people. It was on the news a couple weeks ago.
We need a microphone on you. Drex can give it up.
I don't have all the facts. I could dig them up again, though. PETA actually went after a bunch of people and had their URLs, their domains revoked.
because they had parody sites up and they secured lawyers on
it. It was PETA.
Yeah. Throw them down. I really disagree with that. Yeah. Somebody like PETA should have more of a sense of humor about things.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well,
everyone does.
Not really know. Maybe PETA the animals didn't are get it. Crazy.
Wait a sec. Wait a sec.
PETA are crazy.
They had a what? They had a parody site?
Yeah, it was PETA.com or something.
And
it was.
There's a law against parodies?
That's law against names.
That's the point.
Parodies are protected by law.
Yeah, exactly.
This wasn't against the parody. It was against the name.
We've also got to remember, though, hang on. Now, this isn't justifying it, but I can see where PETA comes from. PETA constantly has people fucking with their shit. Without a doubt. Like, these guys are fighting an uphill battle to start with. Be it right, be it wrong. They are fighting every fucking day. So if I was fighting every goddamn day against rednecks and assholes and all these freaks, okay, my sense of humor would rapidly decrease. So if at any chance I could take a round out of somebody, I would.
Mm.
So now that's not justifying what they did. Absolutely. I agree with Drax. Like, fuck you. You should have a sense of humor. Get with it.
Yeah, okay. It's not a matter of sense of humor. It's I don't think you should be able to shut someone down because they're doing a parody of you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's bullshit.
Larry Flint ended up being sued by
Jerry
Falwell, because he did a parody in which there was a number
of those booze ads they have in the men's magazines.
They would talk about the first time you drank booze. It's the first time you take this booze. This is what the ads are about. The parody was Jerry Falwell telling about the first time he had sex with his mother. Now, I agree, it was in poor taste.
In an outhouse.
In an outhouse. It was poor taste.
It was Jerry Falwell.
I just gained so much respect for Larry Flint.
That
guy's got balls that clank.
Oh, yeah.
Walk. Larry Flint's got big balls.
And anybody wants to see a relatively true-to-the-facts version of this story, just see
The People versus Larry Flint. Great
which
movie.
Is an excellent movie.
Is it? I've seen the film on the shelf.
It eventually ended up, they had to go to the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
To win the fact that parody is not an assault on someone.
Precedent setting.
It did create a precedent. Thank friggin' Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Very good. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to say anything about anyone.
Yes.
There goes all comedy sketches. There goes all stand-up.
Yeah,
all gone.
And there's been so many parodies since that day.
So much for Weird Al.
Yeah, you're really fired. Yeah.
Well, Jay Leno is out of work.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there are a lot of people.
Should be out of work.
There are a lot of people, even people in this room, who are a little bit weird with the notion of groups like Earth First, People for the Ethical Treatment, ALF, all those kind of guys getting a voice.
Greenpeace, yes, Earth First.
The fact remains that Rant Radio is about giving voice to the extreme for the people who do not have a voice because
they have no medium to speak.
What's Earth First?
Earth First is the guy
people
who
put
the militant
spikes in trees so that people chainsaw them down and
I will
comes
kill
back
you
at them.
If you cut down this tree. You're only 25. This tree is 3,000 years old.
At least they're taking direct action.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
direct
action. There's a lot of people who see it either way, blah, 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 blah. But regardless, it will stimulate. Conversation will stimulate people's thought patterns.
Yeah.
If I get it wrong, it's all
see to
all
me
works.
That
it's
to
all
me that's the same thing as the Boondock Saints. These guys are running around killing people that are bad.
Yes.
Right now, I must say the cops have to try and stop them from doing this because
that's
you can't just let them do it because. Then you're just allowing people to run around killing each other, right?
Everyone will
do it. And the cops are supposed to be killing people. I mean, stopping crime.
right.
And however, that doesn't mean that I think what they're doing is wrong. I just think the cops have to do it.
Yes, it's
their
job.
They have to stop them, and I agree that they should be trying to stop them.
It's just like POWs and the Germans, and they try and escape, and it's their job to stop them, right?
Right. But in this case, personally, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not a tree hugger, but really, the world, here's the world, and here's us. We live like, we can't compare the length of the span of the world and our pitiful little lives, right?
It'll blink you like
In our pitiful little lives, we could destroy the Earth.
Yes. Actually, we can do it
just by... Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about with nukes. I'm talking about just tearing down all the trees and blah, 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 blah.
You're talking about destroying the biosphere.
Slow way.
We can easily do that, and we're doing it for money and to survive.
Actually, we do it
at
the rate of
the Earth,
four hectares a day or something.
We're just
like
more
that.
Creatures on the Earth, right? And if it's all destroyed just so that we can make more money... So, you know, putting some spikes in trees and killing some loggers, you know, that sucks.
I've never agreed with that. But
I'm not saying I would do it or I agree with it.
So,
but
But in principle, what they're doing really is, in the larger scale, they're right, and we're wrong, even though we think it's wrong.
And
even though
they should try and stop it. Viewpoint. Hang on, we got a caller.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Douglas Zebulon.
Hey, Zebulon.
How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I actually had a little rant I wanted to say.
Okay.
Basically, I read about a couple weeks ago the Chinese are going to start throwing astronauts up into space, only they're going to call them taikonauts. The U.S. government says that while one of the strongest motivations for this program appears to be political prestige, China's manned space program could contribute to improved military space systems in the 2010-2020 timeframe. But they're friendly now. We like China. We want their business. They won't harm us. They're all for peace and money now. With the help of tanks and guns, hello? When their lasers start plucking out American satellites and their rockets load with American-made fuel and weaponry, start raining down on American cities while the morons on Capitol Hill are rushing to their secret bunkers, wondering why on earth the communists attacked, I'm going to rest easy knowing that the spies we stopped looking for have successfully relayed the congressional bunker locations to Chinese Missile Command, while all the other morons who are too busy counting their cash selling out America to the Reds are now panicking in line attempting to leave their large, restricted access compounds while the flames and biological weaponry bleach out our global gene pool of greedy assholes and blind corporate fat cats. Where the hell is Reagan when you need him?
All right, hey, so you're saying that you don't think the American government should be, you know, friends with the Chinese because they're Reds and they're going into space and they're going to kill us. Is that
actually
what you're saying?
What I think he's trying to say, correct me if I'm wrong here, what I think he's trying to say is that we shouldn't be so quick to just go, hey, even though China for a really long time has been kind of like, you know,
devoted to destroying us.
devoted to destroying us and our kind, maybe we shouldn't just, I mean, sure, forgiveness is good, but let's do it with a little bit of caution. Am I close to the truth there?
Fools rush in.
Hello. He's gone.
He said his piece and left.
But I can't help but the quote, with tanks and guns? Well, what do the Americans have?
No, you don't understand.
The Americans are fucked, too.
The Americans are fucked, too, but the point is, what he's trying to make is that here's a group that is a different ideology. Now, I'm close to communism. I'm not a capitalist. So, but I kind
of... We have another caller.
Maybe the same caller.
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Buffett Nixter.
Hey, Nixter!
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, but I guess you must turn off the phone or something. I called a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, we turn it off at some points because we're talking.
Yeah, okay.
And many, many people call in now.
I wanted to let everyone know that on the Prophet site, which is going to be changing soon, but there's a link to Smokehouse's...
The Smokehouse channel.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Very, very good.
Bottom left corner of all the left side.
Okay, so if anyone wants to tune into Sean K 24/7 and really fuck up your brain, you can get it from prophet.thecult.org. Prophet.thecult.org. That's where you got to go. Say what the hell, brother?
What the hell?
Right on.
All right, if anybody knows any more of these radical organizations, send me a list.
We need a number for the World Health Organization. These are the guys who police the World Health Organization. The Health Action.
Good.
The Health Action Network is not the World Health. Sorry, Freudian slip. The Health Action Network.
World Health Organization.
Health Action Network are the guys who blew the whistle on NutraSweet. They're the guys who blew the whistle on a lot of the toxins and medicines that are coming out. And they're a really, really great organization. Some people aren't into the ALS. Some people think that, you know, animal testing is important. That's not the point. Well, the point here is that we have to have conflicting views. We have to have these people.
Discussion.
Just give it, like, okay, maybe Earth First shouldn't be spiking trees. Okay, maybe they shouldn't be spiking loggers. Maybe they shouldn't be doing that.
That guy's going to come after you.
Maybe they shouldn't be doing that. But they do a lot of things in their organization because they are about direct action.
What they stand for is good. Right?
What they stand for is good, and they are fighting. Now, maybe one method that they use is not that great, but 10 methods that they use are great. So if you agree with 90% of what they do and you disagree with 10% of what they do, you know, it's easy to distinguish between right and wrong. It's harder to distinguish between the wrong that is more right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and given a choice... Be honest, to be given a choice between burning down all of the forests and slash cutting everything and seeing, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever actually seen old growth forest, but it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone's ever actually seen that, but given a choice between doing that and spiking some trees, provided you let them know, hey, shithead, we spiked everything here. If you cut these trees down, you're going to die.
Yeah.
If you put big banners up and say, motherfucker, we spiked everything. okay? And the guy goes, well, I'm going to cut this tree down. Shit for brains. I spiked the fucking tree. I'm not kidding. I'm going to cut that fucking tree down. Slash, chainsaw cuts his head off. Natural selection action.
Thank you.
Okay, now if they were spiking trees anonymously, if they're spiking trees anonymously and they don't tell anybody, that's bullshit. And that's that's bullshit. Now, and
there's probably copycat organizations, too. That
there's also, and you don't know, but the fact remains is you see there's a right way and there's a wrong way to do everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it could be warehouses.
I have a question.
And there's also a fact that loggers, I mean, this is something that the British did. Hello? The British have known to blow up bombs in their own fucking city
to blame
the IRA. It's been
kind of like the Croats and Serbs murdering their own people for sympathy in the news.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, this happens all the time. I'm not saying loggers spike trees and then get their buddies to cut their fucking head faces off. That doesn't happen. Okay. But there's a lot of shit that can go on here, and this is something, and even though it is bad press, it's unfortunate that people are getting hurt. That's very unfortunate, especially some loggers. I mean, the loggers themselves are just workers. I am not a fan of injuring any innocent. Okay, that is not on.
I've never said
no
that.
No one.
I would
innocent.
Not destroy. I would not spike the trees, or I would definitely, if I would spike trees, I would without a doubt using like 7-inch fucking nails and spray painted like you know, you put the trim clad coat on a metal sign that's hard baked on with enamel, so there's no way that's going to wash off in the next 15 years. And you put a sign on every fucking
protect
tree, plain as day.
16 years later,
this tree has spiked numerous times. You know, and you notify these people. Now there are psychos everywhere. Okay, there are psychos everywhere. There are psychos in every organization. There's guys blowing up busloads of kids. That's wrong. That is wrong. But let's hear what. Let's give these guys a voice, because we always hear about the loggers getting their faces cut off. Let's hear and give the chance for Earth First to have a voice. Maybe they're crazy. Maybe they do this. Maybe they're a bunch of militant fucks. Maybe that's the case. But there's still a group of militant fucks who do need to be heard and deserve a voice.
So I want to ask a question.
Yep.
So what it all boils down to then is you're going to give these organizations a forum to express their views, which doesn't necessarily reflect the views of Rant Radio.
No.
Rant
Radio is about expression.
But that's what I'm saying, because it's up
to the individual listener to decide whether or not they have a valid thing to say, or whether they're full of shit or not.
Yeah.
How about... Sorry, I think
freedom of speech is not free if unpopular speech is not protected.
And also, these people are going to be let on the air for free.
That's right. Yeah.
We're
so
not charging them.
Free slots.
But like he said, there is a limit, right? They're not going to let the KKK on there.
Yeah, no, forget it.
It's so other stuff words, we want.
I'd like to see that email. Can
that's
we get
right.
on your
to
on
a certain
power?
Degree.
Yeah,
although interviewing with them would be a whole
Actually,
lot of fun.
Can I say something?
Sam is not into that.
I would not. I don't agree with a lot of them, but I think that, and I hate to say this, and I really hate to say this, I think any organization, whether we agree with their beliefs or not, should be given a slot.
So child molesters of America should have a slot.
I'm not saying once they're off the air, we couldn't basically tear these people to parts. I'm not saying that if we disagree with somebody.
But my question is, you think child molesters of America should have their little spot?
It actually doesn't matter what Dak thinks.
I hate to say that, and I really do hate to say that, and I hate
don't
the fact...
Don't hold it against you. We know what you're
saying. No. I don't like the fact that they're alive, let alone having the ability to draw breath and speak. But I would... have to say
it's
that
just
they
like
have
everyone has the freedom just like the Black Power parades and the KKK parades.
Dak, they do.
Right?
They can make their own station. It costs nothing.
No. And that's Dak's point. That is Dak's point. Yeah. We don't have to do it here, but he thinks they should.
But that's not... You were saying that we should let them have space here.
If the KKK calls us up, or like the Aryan Nation calls up and says, we want to basically put
you let everyone else on. We want on too.
We'll call you back. I would have to say, let them on.
Well, that's... One thing that must be remembered. Everyone in Rant Radio and Rant Radio Land needs to know something. Let's not make any confusions here. Cult and Rant Radio are not democracies. In no way does anybody's opinion have any kind of sway whatsoever. We are not dinks. So we're not going to go, fuck you, I'm power tripping. Pack your bags, we're going on a power trip. Okay? That is not the case here. Okay? Because people have suggested, like, Enki was fucking amazing. The guy put a boatload of work into the microcrap website. I mean, the amount of work the guy did was fucking unreal. Everybody was like, wow, man, that's really cool. You did a cool fucking thing there. It's awesome. We just wish it was a little darker. And Enki was cool with that. He's able to take that kind of shit. He's able to go, yeah, I suppose you probably got a point there. And he's very slick with that. He was cooler with it than I would have been, okay, which amazed me to no end. Because I'm like, fuck you, I've did all this work, I'm putting it up. But, I mean, Enki's got, you know, if I ran an intelligent thought, I'd probably die of fucking loneliness. However, Enki's been very, very cool with that. And the amount of work the guy's been putting in has been unfucking real. Also, the point is that with that and with Cult, people give suggestions. And we're free to take those suggestions. With Rant Radio, people give Sumerian suggestions, and
all the
Sumerian
time.
Is free to take those suggestions, such as you should play the Jewigers, or you should play, you know, some NSYNC. But quite frequently, Sim will go, hey, why don't you go play Hyde and go fuck yourself? Okay, because there is no way I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
People tell me to play rap all the time.
Granted, the moral question of whether or not all organizations should have radio voice is a completely separate issue.
Yes.
We will, in fact, pick and choose. Because we're Rant Radio and
do
we don't
fuck
fucking
you want
care
to.
That's right.
Who we are going to put on. We are going to pick and choose it.
I like
Sim
rap,
is
but
fucking
I'm not going to put on rap.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to.
That's right. It's a techno-industrial station, and if we want to give people voice, if we think they're not dinks and they don't have a few valid points, maybe they'll get on. If we don't like them, fuck you, you're not getting on.
It's
that's how that shit works.
Too.
Oh, yeah, that's one way of doing it.
Yeah. Yep. So,
see, I would love to be all liberalistic and let everyone on.
Hey, now, that's not to say that you can't send in your opinion.
Out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If you send in your opinion, don't think we'll be like, oh, wow, they just told everybody to fuck off. No, we're just telling you we have the option to tell you to fuck off. But by all means, send us your shit. Send us what you think. We really do care. We do care what you think and what's going on. We do give a shit about
that. I think, isn't it time for, or getting close to the end, so isn't it time for Tales from the Street and Gross Hospital Stories?
Yeah, it's pretty quick come up. Go ahead.
Can I just say that there is a forum for child molesters and KKK to make their statements, and it's called Jerry Springer.
Yeah, they go on all the time.
Oh!
Yeah,
thank you.
True.
That was low. I liked it.
And Barnes. Jerry Springer was the National Screen Actors Guild.
Oh! All right. Well, that's where all the members, that's where all the heads of the MPAA came from.
Oh!
Okay,
it just
so,
gets better.
It just keeps getting better. All right. Well, let's talk about
Tales. Gross Hospital Stories
and Tales from the Street.
Hey, Tales from the Street first.
Oh, fine. Okay, there we go.
Okay, Tales from the Street is first.
Pick it up with a squeegee. It's Ronan Minnick's Tales from the Street.
Yeah, we
good
just played
once
BC
again.
Rice.
It's Ronan Medic coming to you live from Tales of the Street. I have to have a little bit of a juicy one here. This is my first tale from Fort St. John when I was stationed up there. As everyone was whoever was listening last week happened to hear how I got the name Ronan, and after my probation was done down here, they gave me one of two options.
That
I
was your first of three probations, wasn't
first.
It?
First.
Yes, first of three probations. Yeah, as luck would have it, after my probation was done, they gave me the option of, well, you can either take your posting in Fort St. John and like it, so that way I'm like 1,000 miles from anyone's headaches over here, so they don't have to worry about myself pulling a knife on anybody.
Fort St. John, for anyone who's interested who doesn't know Canada, is in the back end asshole of the world.
No, no, that's Regina, actually. But
yeah, anyway, it's up north. It's up north. Lots of cold, lots of trees. It's
right next to Western Canada.
Imagine when you hear all the Sasquatch reports coming from. Bingo, you're on target.
When you hear Canada described as the Great White North, they're talking about Fort St. John.
All right, so continue.
Anyhow, so I had the option of either going to Fort St. John or not having any work. So I chose, you know, option A and decided to get my ass shipped up north for 18 months. My first call out there, as luck would have it, was out on the Alaska Highway. Now, for some of the people out there that are out in that general area, there's a large hill that goes down across a bridge. That's right across the Priest River. It's a beautiful scenery, all the rest of that good stuff. Well, I guess the guy that was driving the large SUV or blue Suburban that day was evidently looking around the panorama. I was coming down the hill on rather quick speed, about 110, 115 kilometers, or about 70 miles an hour, barreling down this hill. Well, as nature intended it, he decided to put a very large, well, moose in the middle of this road. Now
a moose is big. Imagine
moose
a horse.
Bigger than the Suburban.
Imagine a horse that
a
is bigger.
A Honda Accord with legs.
A Honda Accord with legs.
Yeah, a Honda Accord with legs. There you go.
And a satellite dish attached each ear.
Yeah.
Put in perspective, slamming head onto one will kill your engine block.
Yeah, will kill
under normal,
maybe you.
Okay, under normal circumstances. Now, the other unique thing I like about moose and or elk is the shape of their horns. They're very unique. As opposed to deers who have antlers, which are kind of like these little thin, pointy things. No, as the moose would have it, these antlers are very shovel-like protrusions.
Right.
Shovels with spikes.
Shovels with spikes, and they're coated with a nice soft velvet to make it give it that cushy feel of their home.
Right.
Squeezable softness.
Absolutely. So squeeze the Charmin.
And unlike what you may have heard, they are usually not accompanied by flying squirrels.
No, is this correct?
So in any case.
Anyhow.
So he's humming down this hill.
So he's humming down the hill, evidently paying attention to the wonderful panoramic beauty of the
area. And this is the moose.
And no, much to his chagrin, he actually goes straight into it. But this moose is so big that literally, now take the size of a Suburban SUV. This thing is so bloody tall, it actually undercuts its legs. This is a big moose.
Wow, that's a big fucking moose.
Yeah. So now we have the moose being hit at 70 miles an hour, being knocked onto its side, onto the hood of the vehicle, being slid into it. Now, one of the antlers...
Horns.
Antlers, horns, goes straight through the windshield.
This is bad.
Goes through the dash, gets deflected by the steering wheel, straight into the guy's stomach, just below his liver.
That's good.
Now, as luck would also have it, the momentum of the moose kept going. Uh-huh. So now you have the shovel-like protrusion jammed into the guy's stomach.
Torquing.
Now we have
gouging.
Now this lovely thing called the fulcrum or a twisting point, where the horn is caught and the moose keeps going.
Right.
Oh. So it scrapes out the inside.
So it literally hits his back. Cuts his stomach and tears him open.
That's great.
The rest of the moose goes up and over, and of course, as the antler comes up, it catches the roof of the SUV and snaps off. And the moose keeps going. Smash. We get called out. You know, fire's ready on scene. The freeway patrol is already there. And we show up with our ambulance going, okay, this should be a really messy one. We look around, and lo and behold, there's a forestry officer, as well as an RCMP member. One of them's carrying a shotgun. And off in the distance, you see this moose staggering around with one antler, just kind of hobbling around.
Wow. Oh, poor fucker.
So we go over and look at this guy. And lo and behold, look at the lovely surprise that the local fire department gets to be dealing with. Oh, wow. Guts everywhere. He was literally torn open. And here's the part that killed us, pardon the pun. He was still alive and very conscious.
Oh, that's really, really shitty.
Oh, wow.
So you have to imagine that. Just try to, you know, it's like...
What was he saying? Probably something like, ow!
No, kind of a gurgle. Pale gurgle kind of sound. And just kind of looking around as he looks and sees his insides.
Oh. Wow.
That's
I'm fucking dead.
No, fuck. Here's the thing that threw me, though, is there's a surprisingly little amount of blood. It was all mostly, you know, ruptured intestine and all the rest of that good stuff. So Neil said there's a very unique odor in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine so. Lots of sort of bile-y acid-y kind
of
stuff.
So it's kind of interesting because we tried to get him out, still maintaining all the protocols and all that.
How the fuck are you going to do that? Okay, we got a giant guy speared to his seat with a huge fucking antler.
Oh, that's... Yeah, pretty much.
Get the pressure washer.
Actually, no, the unique part was...
Wet cleanup, Alaska Highway?
No, the nice part was is because, you know, the antler went, it pried out, and also popped out of him. It took most of his innards with him.
Right.
But it still popped out. It still popped out, so we didn't have to worry about that. The unique part was getting two firemen to kind of generally pile his guts up, hold it up with plastic, ship him onto a spine board, and take him into hospital.
That was a trick.
Oh, that was
There's no way this guy survived.
Well, he was still alive when we loaded him onto the helicopter.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing. What a testament to the human body.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
From my understanding, he did die en route. However, the fact he was still alive for that long.
And I guess
he got bleached to death immediately.
I guess it didn't
because
rupture
anything. Because it never ruptured any major organ.
But it scooped out, there's a giant artery that runs.
Yes,
to,
yeah, there,
but when basically, when you get, when the human body is amazing, when shock goes into it, it will actually pressure itself off and will actually
and the other also,
act like its own cutoff.
The also other unique thing as well is the fact that you also have you have the abdominal cavity
and the microphone.
As well as the...
You going to throw up?
Okay.
As well as the chest cavity. They're two separate things. With the guts, they're most, or the intestines and the stomach, they're mostly kept in what's called the peritoneal sac. So it's got its own lining. So it was just inside. It didn't actually rupture the sac, except it did tear out all the stomach muscles and all the guts.
Great. Moving right along. Let's go straight to gross hospital stories.
Which is a tough act to follow.
No. People love this shit.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Hi, boys and girls. It's your old pal, Uncle Dak.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
In case Uncle Dak hadn't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
Oh, 5 years
working up at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things. And guess what? I'm working at a hospital again every
Woo-hoo!
Now and then. So here I was up at Mount St. Joseph's Hospital this week. And this is Wednesday night. I'm sitting around. Nothing's been going on. It's been real quiet. I'm talking to the really cute receptionist there, rapping with her. And the ambulance comes in and brings a guy who is fucked up and screaming. And we don't normally get this type of level of trauma. Now, what had apparently happened is they had picked this guy up, and he was bleeding so bad, they decided to stop off here real quick to see if we could stabilize him before they sent him over to Vancouver General.
Everyone should be proud of Dak at this point. He has not used the word basically.
And don't scream when he does it.
And don't scream when
during
he does
gross
it.
Hospital stories.
He is basically immune during gross
hospital stories.
Right.
Yep.
So,
there he is. Comes in. He's kind of out of it, and they have pressure bandages all over his left arm. I kind of hang around wondering if they need any help or something, because this guy looks like a street drake. There's a term for him. We call them skels. That means skeletons, because they, as junkies, have not eaten anything except for their drugs for like the last 6 months, and usually don't put on a lot of. That's a great weight loss program, I tell you right there.
Oh, yeah. Jenny Craig's got fuck all on heroin.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. If you want to see Richard Simmons lose weight, forget about what's that name of that show?
Deal a meal.
Yeah.
Smack about.
Yeah. Try Smack. That'll lose weight. Anyhow, this guy is special.
Nothing quite trim is quite like China White.
Yep. this, however, was not heroin. This was an honest to God crackhead.
Great.
I haven't had a crackhead in a while.
This burnt rubber kind of smell.
Yep. So he starts to come too, and they call me over to hold him down while they work on him. And they take the pressure bandages off, and they're like, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, trust me, I've done this a lot. So they take it off. Now, this guy, I have to admit, was gross. He had filleted his own arm with a knife. He had cut all the way down to the bone. To the point that he left a scratch in the bone from the knife marks. I'm wondering.
I wonder what that would sound like, kind of a.
I'm wondering.
Kind of a grating sound.
Sounds, yes. I'm wondering why the hell he did this. So I asked.
Why the hell they're saving him?
Apparently, he tells me that he's been taking crack quite a bit. And I'm
really?
Like, really? Yeah.
First time user?
It's kind of a thing that I do.
Okay. Thing. I collect stamps and take crack.
And
I've been
taking it quite a bit, and I think it's been building up in my system because I could feel a rock under my skin, and I kept trying to get it out, but I couldn't find it. I'm scared it's going to be dissolving in the blood. So could you find it for me?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get
right on
street
that.
Street tripper fired up. I will get that rock right out of there.
That's called drug psychoses.
That's called fucking shovel me now.
No, I know. Apparently, most narcotics, at a high enough level, you begin to hallucinate.
No shit.
No matter what it is. No, neither whether they're hallucinogenics or not. So he has been on crack long enough that he is starting to hallucinate, and he felt no pain when he did this, as far as I can
tell.
Well,
that's a handy thing.
I have seen muscles separated to the point that they spring back. I have never seen one opened quite this bad. The only time I've ever seen anything like this was when the limb was actually severed.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's great. I like it when I debone myself. What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I smoked a glass pipe, tried to debone my arm, and that's about it.
The word the doctor used
was
the doctor actually used this thing. This in the quote is he filleted his own arm.
Is that the technical term?
No, this is not the technical term.
I'm sorry. I should be a doctor. Like, Kevorkian would have fuck all on me. Oh, yeah, we'll get that rock out for you. Tell you what, here's an X-Acto knife. Go hard. I think I saw it run around your stomach. There it goes. Go get it.
It's moving.
Chase it around. Slit, you know. You know, it's around your neck. It's in the base of your skull. You got to dig. There's a little hole there.
Yeah.
In the base of your skull. Just fucking jack it in the back of your own head. Stick it there and then do sit-ups. Tell you, you fucking do it, you weird little crack monkey. You fucking piece of shit.
We're gonna open
and
up the phone lines.
And Sean violates the Hippocratic Oath an uncountable amount of times.
We're gonna open the phone lines now.
The phone lines are open at 3, 2, 1.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RAMS or 1-877-729-7268. So you can speak your mind and join the chaos. Welcome.
Alrighty, we're
nice.
We're back on the air.
Slammed the door.
Alright.
Alright, we're back in the air. Phone lines are open. You want to comment about anything we said tonight? Well, it stopped. I don't know.
Alright, so.
Obviously, they're not on the phone now.
You're going to call in. You've got 5 minutes.
You've got last 5 minutes.
So, is that like a new thing at McDonald's or something? You know, filet a forearm?
Filet a forearm,
yeah. Have you guys seen those new Burger King commercials that spoof McDonald's?
No, actually, I have not.
Excellent.
Okay, but here, let's make the point. They started first with their Whopper Wednesdays. They've got their own little...
Who cares who's Wednesday. Right and who's wrong with
all
fast
right,
food? Well, they're
on
funny
the air.
Ass.
Who's this?
Hi, you're calling into Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hi, it's Gargoyle Matt the Rat.
Hi there.
Hey, hey Matt the Rat. Pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Just thought I would phone in with my quick growth story here.
Oh.
Sure. 92, was on a road trip all over the place. Was going down to Las Vegas. On the same, actually, that's the same highway that Sam Kinison got killed on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was about 8 in the morning, and I was driving. My friend was in the back of the pickup, and this old man kind of waved me down. I pull over and saw this car flipped over. So I get out with my friend and said, get the video camera, right?
Gee, thanks for helping.
No way, really?
So I he's half asleep, and so he's getting out, getting the camera. I walk over, and apparently this old man had stopped to help this guy. And what had happened is, it looked like this guy is actually it's pretty sad. He was looked like he was about 25, had all his stuff in his car, so some kind of sports car, and he must have fell asleep because it was one of those highways that's about 100 miles just straight,
Yeah.
His car had gone off to the side, and it's a bit of a slope, and he must have woke up overcorrected, and the car flipped over. Anyway, this guy is this old man's talking to him, holding his hand, and I go over there, and he goes, "Do you know CPR?" And I said, "Yeah." And I look, and the guy has got a hole in his head where his brains are coming out, and he's halfway in the car. And I go, "First, let me see if there's anyone else in the car." So when I see a runner out there, and I'm looking in, and wait a minute. And so I put my head all the car slipped on its top. I put my head all the way in, and I just eaten, and I saw the guy's left leg. Was at the knee, snapped off in half. And I put my head inside the car, and I look, because it's all cramped in and stuff, and I look, and my face is about 3 inches from this guy's leg that got cut off about 10 minutes ago. It was actually, and the guy died, but, I mean, it was gross. The brains coming out of his head and just...
Now, the question here is, did you get video?
I have the video, but, of course, lending it to friend after friend and parties and just, I have no idea where it is now.
Oh, that's too bad.
For those lost things. It would have been great to have it.
Nothing personal, but I would rather not pass that along because,
yeah.
I'm sorry, me and Ronan Medic have both stood by. I have held somebody's hand and looked into their eyes when they died.
Yeah, that's pretty shitty.
It is something you have to stand back and fucking respect. I make
jokes. We didn't, like, walk in and zoom in, just kind of, my friend panned just the scene, right?
Well, you're just kind of in autopilot at that mode.
Yeah, well, I was going over there doing all this stuff. My friend was kind of getting out of the back of the truck, just started filming, and then the old man's wife went to get some police, and she came by, and then he kind of put the camera. We just kind of got a panoramic shot, eh?
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, I mean,
cool.
I saw that, and I threw up.
No fucking shit, man. That's pretty severe. Okay, buddy, hey, thanks for the story. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Wow. Camera first, help later.
Yeah, that's
pretty. Welcome to the wonderful world of modern.
Me and my brother ended up having, we came up a hill and found a cop. I think I've told this story.
Call coming in.
Call. Hi, Narrant Radio. Who's this?
This is Gargoyle Apoc.
Hey, Apoc. How you doing, buddy?
All right, how you guys doing?
Good. Really good. What's going on, man?
All right, well, before you guys were talking about John marrying people. And I think there's a site that you guys should check out. It's called the Universal Life Church.
Yeah, Universal Life
Church.
Yeah,
I've been referred to this, actually, a number of times.
Yes.
People say that I should go there to become a priest. So that
minister.
A minister, so I can, well, I can become a shaman if I want, whatever I want. And I can actually apply to be a saint and the whole nine yards. You know, the seriousness of this, Apoc, is that I absolutely in no way want to be referred to as any kind of religious leader. And I'm totally serious, because the minute that happens, people begin to label cult as a cult, which cult was called cult as a parody. It is a joke, and the meaning of cult is, we have very political meanings, and we're going to be called a cult anyway, so that's why I named it that, but I do not want to go into a religious rigmarole. People's religion is their own fucking business. I'm not against or for any particular religion. Whatever you want to worship, that's fine. You want to worship toads, rocks, trees, triple antimatter, my Uncle Heshy, I don't give a shit. It's entirely your business. And I think that what people need to realize, and what you and I have talked about before, Apoc, is the fact that, you know, it's all fun and games that people would say that, you know, me being patient zero and the cult leader and everything, I should be the guy who goes out and fucking, you know, marries people and stuff. But that's a very valid point as a gag, but I mean, I'm sure you know where I'm coming from with this.
Sean, you can be actually.
Would you touch on that at all or not?
Pardon me?
You touch on that at all, the whole patient zero thing or not?
Not.
We haven't actually done that. That's coming out in the next brainwashing. The term for myself, we'll mention it now. The new term for myself is not the cult leader, okay? Because leader's a bad word. So 200% sexy projectile vomit man actually came up with a concept of, instead of calling me the cult leader, the guy who is organizing, the lead organizer of cult, has the title of Patient Zero. So I would be Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, Patient Zero. And if I were to, say,
spread
be arrested...
Spread
the virus. If you were going to be passed on or whatever...
Typhoid Kennedy.
So if you were going to be... Now, I'm still Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, but if, say, I were to get arrested, shot, put down, go missing, whatever, then whoever I would name, like, say, Gargoyle Apoc would then be Gargoyle Apoc... Patient Zero. And whoever is Patient Zero then has all the responsibilities of Patient Zero. So that's what that's about. So thanks for calling in, buddy. Anything else you want to say?
What the hell?
Right on. Right.
We'll take one more call.
Green Kool-Aid, anyone?
Yeah, no shit.
No, actually, it was...
I get my $5 in my roller quarters.
Brian, sorry. Projectile vomit, man. What was the flavor of Kool-Aid?
Yeah, what was it?
What are we talking about?
Lime?
Jim Nobody Jones. Knows.
It was grape. It was grape.
Robert? Grape?
Okay. It was strawberry.
All right,
strawberry.
Cool.
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
This is Nerp.
Nerv?
Nerp.
Nerp. Hey, Nerp, how's it going?
Are you in cult?
No, I'm not in Hope. I'm in Delta.
Right on. How you doing, buddy?
Fun.
Not much. What'd you have to say?
Actually, I want to rant.
Okay.
Rant away.
Go for it.
I want to rant about a guy named Terry Cooksey.
That sounds like flaming.
What's that?
Is this flaming or is this?
What is if? Go ahead, say what you got to say. But if you start doing like a blatant flame, we're gonna shut you off.
Okay. Well, I phoned this guy up and I recorded him. I was just wondering if I could play what he sounds like.
No, I've heard it and it sucks.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's very boring and very stupid.
Boring.
I think it is.
All right.
He's talking about Canada and how lawless it is.
And Sim's the boss.
All right.
I've heard it. It fucking sucks.
Sorry, dude. Say what the hell. Thanks for calling.
Oh.
No, it's really boring.
It goes on forever.
Oh, it's blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Oh, one of those really, guys that has...
There's a lot of stuff on the internet that people think are funny, is funny, and I just hate it. It just
all right,
does not
on,
even give
on,
me a
no.
chuckle.
Not to shut down Nerf here, too.
No, no, he's cool. No,
sorry,
he thought it was cool.
Sorry to shut you down like that, Nerf.
Yeah, it
really
sounded kind of harsh, but it's not.
We didn't mean to be a dink.
I have
it.
Heard it. I don't think our listeners would like it.
But
that's all.
It is 5 minutes after
yeah,
11.
Yeah, and it's
it
pretty long.
It is 5 after 11. We can't fucking do that. I mean, it's already over. So now would be a good time for us to go around there.
Say goodbye and all that. And we're going to do it in the IRC first. Because people, like, disappear immediately as soon as we say bye.
All right.
Stunned by Babs, Deckers, Integrated Lieutenant Major, Zombie, Pele, Socket, Test Rider.
Integrity,
Gritty, Sandpaper. Fest Tripper, Forensic, Gargoyle, APOC, Adam, Josh K, Nightshade, Nebulan, Midget, Maxicon, Nomads, Floyd's Lapel, Half Elf, Kexlar, that's a new one. Skitty, Street Preacher, Prophets, Nixter, Broken, Fork, Plutonium, Smokehouse, Soylent Zero, Spidey, Zerstor, Ronin Birds, Tainted Jesus Juice, is he in cult?
Tainted Jesus Juice?
Tainted Jesus Juice? I love that name!
Is that in
no,
cult?
He's not a cult.
Okay, kick
he
his ass out. Old.
And if you want to join cult, once again, email join@thecult.org.
Leo, Problem Child, Raz Queen Nov. The Last and Ripper. We'll go around the room.
Okay, this is Sean Kennedy the fucking man saying yo hey from Grand AK.
This is your old pal, Uncle Dax, saying kill him and then eat him.
You're one of those greenies!
This is Porn on Beta saying what the speak climbing.
It's not on or something. Couldn't hear that at all.
Couldn't hear what?
Her.
Yeah, it wasn't on.
Oh, this
there
is Goddess Glade. Never mind. It's over now.
And three microphones in his face.
Rosie, I'll say ciao for now.
How to destroy people's eardrums.
My headphones are moist.
I have no respect for people's eardrums.
No kidding. I can't hear you.
This is oof.
There we go. Closer, closer, closer. Louder. Not quieter and closer.
Speak like you have a pair.
Oh, sorry.
The last time I talked loud into a mic like this, I blew up China Beach.
This is a problem? I love you.
Yeah, there you go. This is Oof the Scalp that walks like a band saying bye.
This is Ronan Medic saying farewell and watch those roads.
This is Hooganaki saying, animals are my friends, and my friends taste good barbecued.
You thought about that all the whole show, huh?
This is Quo saying, good night, everybody, and that's it.
Happy dreams!
Oh, that was so sweet and cute.
Shut up. Shut up, or I'll tell you five.
This is Red Five saying, where's my red pen?
Where's my red pen? Your red pen is coming.
Red All Five right. is standing by.
And this is Sumerian, and you will hear from us again in 6 days and 22 hours. And this is the Mighty Shovel Pang and Jello talking about newscasters. Until then, goodbye. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. Oops. Spread the virus.
Wink, wink.
I'm like moving things around here. There we go.
Watch almost any TV newscaster with the sound off. Try not to laugh. Look at their eyes. Look at them twitch. See them struggle not to move their head more than a quarter of an inch in any direction. Watch how they work to keep a straight face as they soothingly regurgitate whatever words are flopped on the teleprompter in front of them. Whatever words, whatever they may mean. Watch their brow nod forward every once in a while to convince you that what they are saying is important. Notice the exact same head moves by the person in the following toothpaste commercial. Will you ever take these people seriously again? Will you ever believe a word they say again? Depends on the drug, I guess. Right.